Good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. The week is just chucking away already to Thursday here. Smoke is back. Hate to tell you that, but it was really smoky out in western and central North Dakota. We're going to see it here in the eastern part of North Dakota, western Minnesota. In fact, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has issued an air quality alert until 11 o'clock tonight. That would include Clay County, Wilkin County, Norman County. Air is expected to reach the unhealthy level. So if you are sensitive to the smoke, you might want to either stay indoors or limit your time outdoors. Cloudy right now. We have 60 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the east at 8. It'll be a dry start to the day, but we could see some afternoon showers. Most of the rain, though, late tonight into the overnight hours. 72 for our high temp, and a cooler day tomorrow, only 69 for the high. Two Fargo men are in custody after an explosive device was found during a traffic stop in Grand Forks County. The State Patrol conducted a traffic stop yesterday morning and found a device believed to be an explosive. The Grand Forks Bomb Squad safely detonated the device. Gabriel Messmer and Christopher Ringsrud Knowles face a felony charge of possessing an explosive device. Saying they're paying attention to the nationwide so-called No Kings protest against President Trump. It's on this Saturday. Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabolski says they have no problem with lawful protests, but will not tolerate property damage or injury to others.
We haven't seen that at all. We don't have any indication that anything like that is going to occur and has not.
Protesters are set to be near Fargo City Hall around 1 o'clock on Saturday. Scammers are now targeting family and friends of inmates at the Cass County Jail. The sheriff's office is warning people about the callers who claim to be from the jail seeking payments for bonds. Authorities say the jail never accepts payments by phone, text, or digital platforms. If you get such a call, you're asked to call the sheriff's office. A Bismarck man will serve a life sentence for murder after losing his appeal. The North Dakota Supreme Court upheld the conviction of Corbin Lambert, who was found guilty of the fatal shooting of a 16-year-old Bismarck girl. Lambert was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole just over a year ago, and the high court ruled there was sufficient evidence to support that guilty verdict. Five North Dakota cities, including West Fargo, will benefit from clean water loans. The Department of Environmental Quality and Public Finance Authority collaborated to award over $9 million to West Fargo, Ashley, Flasher, Hazleton, and Surrey. The loans are for projects to improve statewide sanitary and storm systems. West Fargo got most of the funding, with $6 million allocated to replace the storm and sanitary sewer in the Westwood addition. The North Dakota Department of Health and Human Services has announced no new measles cases across the state in the past 2 weeks. The update says the last reported case was on May 28th. A total of 34 cases have now been confirmed across North Dakota. Seven are in Cass County. Grand Forks has 10. Williams County has the most with 16. Governor Tim Walz is in Washington today. The Democrats, one of three governors, testifying before the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. That hearing begins later this morning. And protesters took part in a rally against ICE raids in the Twin Cities yesterday. The rally took place a week after federal agents served multiple search warrants at a Mexican restaurant in Minneapolis. Protests are taking place across the country, including the massive Los Angeles one, which activists say they are standing in solidarity with. A pair of three-run innings led the Minnesota Twins past the Texas Rangers 6-2 last night. David Festa gave up two runs over six innings, eventually earning his first win of the season. Brock Stewart, Louis Varlin, and Yon Duran each tossed a shutout inning in relief. Byron Buxton hit a three-run homer that traveled 479 feet. Willie Castro drove in a pair of runs, followed by Carlos Correa, adding an RBI. Twins and Rangers wrap up their midweek series this afternoon. First pitch set for 12:10. Minnesota will send Bailey Ober to the mound as Texas counters with Patrick Corbin. FM Redhawks fell short against the Kansas City Monarchs 5-4 yesterday afternoon. Orlando Rodriguez gave up four runs over five innings and a no decision. Colton Davis was tagged with a loss after giving up one run over two innings out of the bullpen. Jake Dykoff tossed a scoreless inning. Juan Fernandez hit a homer and drove in a pair of runs. Robert Perez Jr. hit a solo home run while Lamar Sparks added an RBI. Redhawks and Monarchs wrap up their series tonight. First pitch set for 6:35, and then they'll be heading back home for a couple of games here. Jace Denman has arrived. Hello there, Jace.
Good morning, Bonnie. Did you hear one of their pitchers is actually going down to Mexico for the Redhawks?
No, I did not.
I think it's, what was his name, Alex DeBoard?
So he got called up to play in a bigger league?
I would think so.
And maybe that's a big name, Alex DeBoard. Okay,
yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, Orlando Rodriguez.
Yes.
You got to roll the R's when you get the opportunity.
Oh, pardon me.
Morehead Spuds baseball state quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Six-seeded Morehead fell to number 3 Minnetonka 8-4. Morehead will take on Andover in the consolation semifinals at 9 a.m. Morehead Spuds boys lacrosse state consolation semifinals today at Chaska High School. The 7-seeded Morehead Spuds take on 3 Vanille St. Margaret, is that correct?
Yep, Vanille St. Margaret. Yeah.
They will play at 11 a.m. PGA Tour U.S. Open at Oakmont Country Club in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. Golfers begin teeing off at, 5:45 a.m. My God.
That's early.
Yeah, that
would be. Not for us, but like,
It'll be 6:45 here, so I hope you're wide awake, ready to tee off. Tom Hoagie, he gets a more normal tee off time. He starts at 12:36 p.m.
And it's hot, probably, then at that point. But he's used to it.
Maybe, I guess. Minnesota Lynx, this doesn't happen very often. They dropped a matchup last night to the Seattle Storm, 94-84. Their first loss of the season. They are 9-1 on the season. Second best record in the WNBA right now because New York is 9-0. They're waiting to see if they can get to 10-0. I think the records start in the league because they were talking about New York and this was after they had beaten the Chicago Sky. I think the best start in WNBA history is 14-0. So Minnesota Lynx falls short of that, but still they have been on a roll to start the season. Nafisa Collier, she led the Lynx with 25 points, 9 boards, and 5 assists. Kayla McBride had 19 points, 6 assists, and 4 boards. Alana Smith had 14 points, followed by Bridget Carlton's 11. Lynx now return home to Target Center on Saturday afternoon to take on the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off will be scheduled for noon, with game coverage available nationally on CBS Sports. So look at that. NBA Finals Game 3, Indiana Pacers took down the Oklahoma City Thunder 116-107. They have a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 will be a Friday night at 7:30 p.m.
I got the highlights of that. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I had seen the score, and the Pacers were up by 3, but little did I know that at the end of the first, they were down by, I believe, at least 8 or something. So in that second quarter started, they went on a run, took the lead, then it was back and forth. And I saw it was like 60-58 when I went to sleep. So.
I'm glad because I think everybody was thinking OKC is going to put them away in 4 games. It's not been like that.
Well, no. I personally didn't think. I mean, I've been saying for a couple series now. Indiana looks like, in a sense, like a team of destiny. You don't have that many comebacks in the last minute of NBA playoff games to come back from 7 or 9 points. I mean, I think their game one win was they came back from 9 points down with 3 minutes to go. They've come back from 7 or more 3 times in the NBA playoffs. So, I mean, when you're winning games like that, it's kind of like when you play a game of basketball and some teams, they've got guys off the bench that normally don't shoot more than 1 of 6 from the 3-point line. They're like 4 of 6 and you're just like, well, if these guys are making shots, then I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Why didn't the Timberwolves do that?
I don't know. I think
still a little sore about that.
The last 2 years, I think the Wolves would have been a good matchup for the Celtics, and they would have been a good matchup for the Pacers. Not saying they would have won either series, but, man, it would have been nice to be there. Stanley Cup playoff finals get back underway tonight. Today's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I lost track of my days all of a sudden.
That's okay. Panthers, I know the week's going fast.
I know. Panthers lead the series 2-1. Panthers host the Oilers. Puck drop is scheduled for 7 p.m. Game coverage on TNT, True TV, and Max. And tonight you can tune into Primetime Sports from 6:30 to 7 p.m. with Big Game James McCarty and myself right here on WDAY Radio. I think we got in, if I'm not mistaken, I think last night we got into talking about how this court decision now with schools able to pay players and how that affects college sports, which is an interesting topic because now instead of going from the days when we were in college, Bonnie, when it was kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod, under the table, getting money to your players, now with the NIL, it's all up front, but now it's going to be the schools paying the players. And so what are the ramifications of that? Because now these collectives that have been collecting money to pay the players to come to their university or stay at their university, now that's going to be basically, you know, taken in by the college, and that'll become a part of the university. So it's kind of a slippery slope, and I just wonder if those really big schools, the Power 5, Power 4, whatever you want to call them, I just kind of wonder if they break off and do their own thing, because those guys are going to be able to pay guys a lot more than the rest of us.
Right, right, right. I saw yesterday NBC News had a story. Mm-hmm. A 14-year-old kid from Washington, D.C. has hired an agent to navigate his NIL deals.
14?
14.
Is he an athlete? Is he an esports gamer?
He's a running back, a football star. He's got verbal offers already from Syracuse and Virginia Tech.
What was I doing at age 14?
Working on the dribble.
I wonder if this girl likes me or not.
Isn't that insane? 14 already, and he's got college offers.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like professional sports. When they start looking at guys that are in college, then it becomes who's the hot new freshman that's coming into the college ranks. Now it's into the high schools, even below that. I mean, it's just like you're trying to find these studs as soon as you can. I mean, not every player is going to be the next, like, LeBron James, where they're going to come from high school and automatically look like a 30-year-old man when they're 18 and be able to play at the professional level.
Well, and there's a lot that can happen between your, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior season.
Absolutely.
Too,
so. I mean, yeah, you get a few injuries. I mean, James has pointed out to me when we've been talking this week that there was the prospects for the NHL draft that'll be coming up at the end of the month once Stanley Cup finals are done. Mm-hmm. And a kid that was the top overall prospect when he was 15 or 16, so that year of birth, this was like the kid. This is the one everybody wanted. Now the way he's developed and other kids have developed over the last, say, 3, 4, 5 years, he's now like the sixth prospect overall in the NHL draft.
Well, yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, some kids might, you know, be big and burly and muscly at, you know, seventh grade, and then you got those late bloomers who was like 11th, 12th, or beyond.
For me, it was like, I think I kind of peaked out. I mean, it stayed the same through all of high school, but for the most part, I kind of peaked as a freshman.
See, and my son was scrawny until he was probably 21, 20,
I mean,
21.
I was faster than a bunch of kids, you know, when I was a freshman, and that, I mean, it didn't continue to to get better. I was still faster than some kids, but they all caught me. So I didn't grow anymore. Yeah. And, you know, you just kind of max out, you might say. So every kid's different. So they might be the one at age 15, at age 19, there's a player A, B, and C now, too, in addition to the little Tommy over here that's really, really good. So
all right. Smoke is back. In fact, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has issued an air quality alert until 11 o'clock tonight for Clay, Wilkin, and Norman counties. That would include the Fargo-Moorhead area. They don't issue these in North Dakota, but you can go to airnow.gov, and you will see that we will be dealing with unhealthy air quality levels throughout the Red River Valley, put it that way, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Dry start to our day. Could see some afternoon showers late in the afternoon. However, most of the rain will come tonight and overnight. 72 for our high. East winds 10 to 20, 55 our overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy, cooler. 69 for the high. Winds east-southeast 5 to 15, 49 the overnight low. Partly sunny on your Saturday, 79 for the high. Father's Day, partly sunny. Chance of showers, warm, high around 80. Right now it is cloudy. We have 60 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo, east winds at 8. 5:14, time for your national news from ABC, then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. Good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to get another one of you qualified in the 7 o'clock hour for the great grocery giveaway. One of you is going to win a year's worth of groceries. That is $10,000 in groceries, brought to you by Alsager Meats and Kingpins. And if you're wondering how you get qualified, well, first of all, you need to register. Go to WDAYRadioNow.com. Click on the Great Grocery Giveaway about midway down the page. Fill out the info, get yourself registered, and then all you got to do is listen all day long for your name to be called, including right here on Bonnie and Friends in the 7 o'clock hour. Question of the morning, if you could play hooky for the day, what would you likely do? 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. 524 Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. Today is Women's Veterans Day, a day to honor and celebrate service and contribution of women veterans. And I know our friend Barb sent a message. She's going to be out of town, but she was wondering if we could mention today at Fargo M Vets. They're going to be having a little ceremony there beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. They'll also have snacks. The commander will give a salute to all women veterans. So 6 o'clock tonight, Fargo M Vets. And thanks to all the women out there who have served Women's Veterans Day. It's not a national holiday, but...
You know, I mean, I guess to some extent, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, etc. I mean... Obviously, the women should be obviously included in those celebrations, but obviously to have a separate Women's Veterans Day is a great thing. I just saw, I can't remember if it was over Memorial Day weekend or if it was on the channel I always gravitate to, that World at War channel. And one of those channels, maybe it was Smithsonian, they had a story about the women that were working during like World War II and all the things they did. Helping manufacture, you know, planes, tanks, whatever the case was, having to step up and do things because so many, obviously, men got, you know, drafted and called to serve over in Europe in the war. And, of course, obviously, you look at the death toll, et cetera, from the soldiers we lost in a couple different parts of the world over in Europe and over in Japan and in the Far East. But a lot of the women had to just step up and do these different jobs. I remember they interviewed one woman who just went to this one place, said, well, we need welders. And so she became a welder, you know, which is obviously not common for that time in our history. So they not only had to step up and do more, but on top of that, they still had to go home and provide for their family and raise the kids, et cetera. So it was... I mean, there's a reason why they call, especially a lot of those that lived through World War II back into World War I, the greatest generation, because some of the things they went through are just, it's mind-boggling, and it's still fascinating to watch the documentaries about it.
Yeah. And I think we all recognize Rosie the Riveter representing the women who worked in factories and shipyards during World War II. So shout out to all the women veterans out there. It is Women Veterans Day. And again, if you're looking to do something later on this evening and give them the recognition they deserve over at the Fargo M Vet, 6 o'clock. Commander is going to give a salute and then light snacks. And then, of course, you get to chat and share stories and all kinds of fun stuff. And speaking of veteran-related stuff, we are having a Flag Day ceremony right here in our parking lot tomorrow, 11 a.m. until 1 o'clock. We have free lunch for all veterans, law enforcement, and first responders, and we hope that you come to this. Everybody is welcome. We'll do a flag raising and the national anthem. Deb Segvold is going to be singing the national anthem at 11 o'clock. We've got a color guard salute, and then a bunch of food trucks will be set up for that, too, and ice cream. Jason from Breadsmith bringing over his ice cream machine.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
He should just bring that to my house.
I was just thinking maybe you should bring caramel rolls. But I'm just saying.
Hey, dropping those hints. Oh, no. We have a bunch of prizes we're going to be giving away, sweet shots and more drawings every 15 minutes. I think there's money involved here, too, like gift cards and stuff, too.
Well, yeah, gift cards to sweet shots. There's some free portable phone chargers, which are, if they're the ones that I've seen, they're pretty slick. Obviously, you can charge different devices depending on your connection. We're going to have some WDAY hats to give away, which are always cool, so you can look like us, you know, when we are... out and about, so there's that.
I think they're going to look like me and you.
Well, probably look better than me, but that's a different story. It doesn't take much.
I've been wearing my WDAY hat around lately.
Oh. Do you know who I am?
No, whatever. No, I'm antisocial. Like, just leave me alone. When I walk the dog, my dog, Odin. Odin boy. He's living his best life at grandma's house. He loves hanging out. We'll have vendors tomorrow here during our Flag Day ceremony. Top Dog, Hot Dog, Penny's Eatery, Euros and Burgers, Detroit Deli, Breadsmith again serving up their ice cream treats. Yep. So come on out. Everybody is invited 11 to 1 right here in our studio parking lot, 2852 Thunder Road South, next to Thunder Road. And, of course, free lunch for all veterans, law enforcement, and first responders. Thank you for your service, and thank you to all of you for what you do. All right, if you could play hooky for the day, what would you likely do? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Mark says go to work. They'd never expect it.
That's a fair point. I thought you were off today. Not so fast, my friend.
Mark. Oh, I like Charles. Fishing. If it's summer, oh, yeah. Living the good life.
Yeah, but who was it that said, I'm trying to figure find it now, that said that they would fly to Europe or
That's
something?
Barb. Fly to London. She could get there in a day.
Yeah, but I mean, if you only got a day off, I mean, that's a quick trip.
Well, she is retired, and if she doesn't have any veteran-related duties, then she can go
I mean, if Barb's going to go there for the weekend, but I mean, if you got a day to play hooky, you know, I'm going to fly to London. Well, once you fly to London, your day is over with, so
well,
I don't
maybe you just move there and don't come back.
I guess. Maybe you just go at the right time, and you stay there, and you watch the Vikings play there.
Oh, yeah.
See?
London,
two birds, one
London
stone.
London and Ireland? Is it Ireland?
Yep.
Second game?
No, Ireland,
right?
Ireland is the first game, I believe.
But I mean, in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Got it. Trevor, he does know how to relax. Well, he probably finds his concerts he goes to relaxing.
I was
going to
say.
he said if he could play hooky for the day, he would go to the lake cabin and relax.
Yeah.
Trevor, you need to do more of that. Less energy drinks, more relaxing.
He's still going to have his energy drinks while relaxing, buddy. I don't know if you know. That's how those work.
That's okay. I just finished it. It's not even... What are those Celsius? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Celsius. I had one yesterday, but I didn't drink it all, so I finished it this morning. I don't like carbonation. I like things flat. Like, I'll open a mini bottle of Diet Pepsi and let it sit for 3 or 4 days. I don't like fizz.
Warm and flat. I mean... I don't know what to do with you, Bonnie. I really don't.
For
somebody like me that loves soda, I shake my head at you.
Yeah, and I don't drink it that often. And like I said, I just don't like fizz. To me, it just has to be flat before
I have two teenagers in my house, so my soda at home is usually gone.
Mm.
Especially one of them that doesn't drink the whole can.
Oh.
That's annoying.
Yeah. My son's horrible about opening stuff and never
cracks open
it.
A soda, drinks about a third of it, and then it just sits there, so then it gets dumped out, and you're like, man,
yeah.
I could have really used a soda today.
Logan does that a lot, too. That's really annoying. Or water bottles that'll sit there for a week or two. It's like, dude, if you're going to open up a water bottle, then drink it all. Quit wasting.
I know.
We don't waste. I grew up like we were not allowed to waste anything.
Yeah.
And I continue to try to do that. Obviously, sometimes stuff gets away from you.
Oh, yeah.
You leave town and you maybe fruits or veggies, but I try my hardest to waste.
Or the avocados that were in my fridge last night.
See, I stopped buying those. I didn't even love them that way anyway. I started buying those little avocado cups, you know, you can get at Costco.
Oh, yeah. We should maybe do. Well,
it's so hard with avocados if you don't eat them in the right time frame.
Well, if you get them, they're hard as a rock. You got to wait for them to ripen.
Brown paper bag.
And then when they ripen, then all of a sudden it's like they go from like it takes a week for them to ripen without the paper bags. I haven't done that, and we don't really have any paper bags around the house, but that's a different story. Takes from like a week to ripen, and then it takes them an hour to go bad.
Yep, exactly.
so I had to throw a couple away that were in the fridge that didn't really look like avocados anymore. They looked like they were starting to just shrink, like they were just the seed.
Yeah.
And so the ones I had left, I'm gonna use these. I'm gonna throw them in my queso dip here, and mix them in. And then I cut open two of them. And I'm like, one, I was like, nope, not going to eat that one. Then I'll cut over the other one, which it looked kind of, maybe sort of. So I showed it to Sandy, and she's like, I'm not going to eat that. And I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, all right, I'll throw that one away. The last one, I'm like, well, I'm going to just tough it out. I'm going to eat this one. So, and then that one wasn't bad, but.
Yeah, you need to switch to the avocado cups, and then they don't go to waste.
Mm-hmm. Or just buy guacamole.
Yeah. Well, then you have the whole thing versus the individual portions, which I like. You need to look for me because you go to Costco way more often than I do. And I have looked and I haven't found them. I saw it on a reel on my phone.
Yeah.
Supposedly, there's fresh avocado, but it's frozen. I haven't been
able to. Avocado chunks?
Yeah. Well, it's actually slices or chunks both.
Well, we technically still in our freezer, we still have the frozen avocado chunks.
Oh, you found them?
Well, this was a long time ago, but I don't know. It depends. Sometimes Costco depends on what they have in stock. And sometimes, you know, see the asterisk next, so it means that when this is gone, it's not coming back for a while anyway.
Well, if you see them, buy me a bag or two, please, and I'll reimburse you.
But it's one of those things that the frozen ones then, I mean, I think a lot of times you're going to use those in other stuff. I haven't thawed them out and put them in something. My thought was, I think when we bought the avocado
like
chunks, the frozen ones.
Or something.
Yeah, because you throw it in a smoothie, it makes it creamier, obviously, because it doesn't. Avocados don't have like a distinct taste like, say, a jalapeno or a pickle or whatever.
They kind of do. They taste like fat.
Well, it's good fat, though.
I know. but it does.
Yeah.
But it's just that there's no sodium and stuff, and I try to watch how much sodium. Whereas you get those avocado cups, and then they put sodium in. So I guess Walmart might have them, too. I'll just have to go over.
Yeah, they might have some, but I'm pretty sure Costco does.
If you see them, snag me two bags. You'll have to remind me
because I'll probably forget.
What do I need to do? Thump you?
Probably.
Okay. If you could play hooky for the day, what would you likely do? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Leave it to Trucker Al. He's got some paper bags you can have to ripen your avocado.
I'm sure he does. He's probably got a huge box.
He's got everything.
I know.
He hooks me up with a lot of stuff.
Yep.
All right, 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Polly in Idaho on the line. Good morning to you, Polly.
Good morning, you two.
How you doing today?
Pretty good so far.
Good.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the women that took over the manufacturing of the armaments and the tanks and the planes.
Mm-hmm.
They converted those from car manufacturers, and they turned it over into wartime.
Right, right.
And the women that were pivotal in making those guns and planes and tanks and such were called Rosie the Riveter.
Yep.
And the reason why I said that is because when I went to Washington, D.C. to visit a sister of mine, I went to see all the monuments that I could, and that was one, and it was a small one, but it was very poignant.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
How important they were during the war effort in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rosie the Riveter is that one. But if I was to play hooky, I would, especially if it's a really hot day, I would go to the movie theater and see the same movie twice and stay in the air conditioning.
What any particular movie, or just you would just stay there, enjoy the air
conditioning? Whatever would be playing on that particular hot day that I wanted to take off work.
Yeah. Usually you can see two movies if you just kind of sneak over to the next theater. Just saying.
Could be a little, not that he's done that before.
You could, switch it up a little bit, Polly.
No, I'm not the guy that would get caught.
You got to be stealthy, man.
They do watch for that. This was a long time
ago.
Are
you kidding? Those kids are getting paid, minimum wage. They don't even care if you bring in your own snacks. They're like, whatever.
No, they don't care if you bring in your own snacks. That is true. But I remember, I don't know, must have been a dozen years ago, my husband and I went to a movie, and he's talking to some guy, recognized him from work, worked somewhere else, but they encountered each other, and they're just chatting before the movie started. And then right as the movie's about to begin, people that worked at the theater came in and got that guy and whoever he was with, his wife or girlfriend or whatever, and kicked him out because they didn't have a ticket. I don't know how they figured that out. So then the guy takes his popcorn and he throws it up in the air. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I had no idea who the guy was. And like I said, my husband only knew him from, work paths.
Well, I'm
crossing.
Sure they were talking, and maybe they had already watched the movie and they were just in there. So they're leaving and...
No, somehow they must have figured out they didn't have a ticket. So
they bought a ticket
out
to one movie at 9 a.m. and never left.
Maybe, something like
they
that.
They saw everything the theater had to offer that day.
There is no free lunch, people. You got to pay for it. All right, Polly, have a good day today.
You too.
Yes.
You guys have a great day.
You bet. Thank you. It is 5:38. Question of the morning. If you could play hooky for the day, what would you likely do? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, your national news and sports from ABC. And if I remember right from our Flatland Music Flashback, Brian Wilson wrote this song based on vibrations a dog could hear, or something like that.
What was he smoking?
Oh, he was doing more than smoking.
Oh,
there was a lot of drugs involved. And then he had mental health issues, but one of the best songwriters of all time.
You just go to the song itself. You're like, oh, this is kind of a cool song. But then you start telling me how he came up with the idea. Then you kind of lost me. You know what I'm saying?
Not sure. I think this is on the Pet Sounds album, which
could
is
be
considered the best album.
I just know that when I was a kid, it would have been in grade school, and we were in Sunday school, and then teacher asked, well, what song do you guys want to sing? I said, She's Real Fine, My 409.
So obviously, we listened to some Beach Boys in my household growing up. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to sing that in Sunday school, by the way.
I remember my brother Lou, who's like 7 years older. He had the 8-track, and so sitting his pickup once in a while and listen to the Beach Boys 8-track. I was trying to see if I could find that. Yes. Here you go, from our Flatland Music Flashback. Mm-hmm. His mom told him dogs could pick up vibrations from people and would bark when they got bad vibrations. He used the general idea to write that song, and word out yesterday that Brian Wilson has died. Mm-hmm. He was 82. He struggled a lot over the years. He had mental health issues, too, but he still managed to plug along and a very accomplished singer, songwriter, composer.
I did. Thankfully, I did, and I would assume that he was with them at the time. But it would have been, so that would have been probably early '90s to mid '90s that I got to see them Beach Boys perform at the State Fair.
He left. He left. 82.
82. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess I didn't get to see him, but I did get to see the Beach Boys live at the South Dakota State Fair.
I saw them at the Minnesota State Fair, and it was a special treat too because at that time John Stamos was actually playing with them, and then he made guest appearances.
Yeah,
with
that
them.
Probably was after I saw them. Then I want to say
it was pre-kids. This is how I decide this. My first kid came along in '96, so I suppose I don't know if I was already living in Fargo. I'd say probably early '90s
because I lived in Sioux Falls in the summer of '91. Then. So it was either 91 or 92 that we went and saw them. And it was really cool because there was such a variety of age groups at that Beach Boys concert. Because obviously my parents grew up listening to the Beach Boys who are 20, 21 years older than me, right? Mm-hmm. And so there were people that were my parents' age. At that time, they would have been in their 40s, early 50s. Myself in my 20s. There were people that brought their kids to the show. So it was a really kind of cool crowd that had anywhere from kids up to probably 60-plus-year-old people there. So it was really cool, and they put on a great concert, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Beach Boys are, they definitely are a lot of fun. I just went to airnow.gov, unhealthy air quality levels today.
How are we doing on that?
It is pretty high, very unhealthy for sensitive groups today. Mm-hmm. So if you have heart or lung disease, Jace. Older adults, children.
Don't have heart disease, Bonnie.
Not anymore.
Got a new one.
Got a new one. Teens, children.
Pets.
Reduce. Yes, pets too. Reduce your time outside. My Miss Ginger, she had allergies from just whatever was in the air. They never could say, but oh my gosh, she would scratch so bad and she had to be on steroids for it.
Well, I mean, I don't want my pup out there too much just because, you know, a lot of times, sometimes she just does it when she's excited or wants something. She's panting or whatever. But if she's outside and you're not getting, you know, you don't have good quality, you know, good air quality today, that's going to be hard on her to breathe too. So you don't want to just like, well, just go outside and hang out in the backyard since it's, you know, it's good temperature wise. But if it's all smoky, I think last time we had some really bad smoke in the area, I don't know if it was the smoke for whatever reason, but it seemed like I was noticing that I wasn't. My lungs weren't feeling as good as they normally
do.
There's
so many people still that are sick and dealing with it. Our Macy here, she's been sick for a while. I said, you might have a sinus infection. My oldest daughter did based on the smoke, too. Mm-hmm. So, be careful.
I hate sinus infections.
Oh, they're the worst.
Yeah.
I have not had one since I started taking allergy pills on a daily basis like 15 years ago. And I used to get them the time.
Now you just said that out loud.
It works.
Jace, I can't come in. I got a sinus infection.
But that's what I told my oldest daughter. It's like, Bailey, take allergy pills. You have the same issues that I had. And it's just like, whatever.
Why would she listen to her mother?
Well, she's almost 30. You would think by now she would actually listen. Question of the morning. If you could play hooky for the day, what would you likely do? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
This is Ben.
Hi, Ben. How are you this morning?
I'm good. On the way to work again.
There you go. Work, work, work. Do you ever get any time to have fun and play?
Oh, this weekend's Father's Day weekend, so me and the kiddos got some plans to go do some stuff. So
nice.
Golfing Saturday and go fishing.
Oh, that sounds like a perfect weekend.
Right. But if I had to play hooky, I'd play a new golf course. I don't know where, because I played about every golf course around here.
Mm.
And then I would come home and grab my kids and we'd go fishing or something.
Yeah.
Like something just with the kids if I was playing hooky.
You're living the best life. I miss those days of having littles around and just same thing.
Oh, it's awesome.
Same as you. Awesome. Out on the golf course, out on the lake doing fishing, anything like that. Just going hanging out at the lake.
Woods,
in the woods, walking. You know? Yep, same life. You bet.
Yep.
I just miss the times when my kids didn't talk back to me.
Yeah, that was one of the times they don't talk back when you saw it in the woods.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true, too. Everybody's out exploring and enjoying nature. Your children wouldn't talk back. Would they? Do yours talk back, too?
Yeah, right. My youngest is the boss. Let's put it that way.
They always are.
Oh, yeah. There's always one right? like that, and usually it's a girl, right?
Yes.
Yep. That's little Joey. So
there you go. Love it. Ben, have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, yeah. Mike Carley always ruled the roost.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be back in the roost pretty soon. Although she is, since becoming a mom, she is really chilled. Like, my girls, like, flipped. The oldest one became high maintenance. She was always chill. And now Carley, after she became a mom, just chill as
I don't know. She might revert back to her old ways when she's hanging out with mom a lot.
No, that'd be a good thing. She'll make me go shopping and go places and stuff because she likes to do stuff like that. But not my thing. I'll go for
Mom,
stroll-
let's go people.
Now I'll go for stroller walks anytime. We'll
there
take
you
little
go.
Zara. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That little princess there, too. They're both. Carly's been a princess since she was little, but she is funny. She's. When she was little, well, her hair is still curly, but she combs it,
yeah,
so you wouldn't know it. But she looked like a little Shirley Temple, just the curliest, curliest hair. And the neighbors would just laugh because she'd be about 2 years old, and she would just – she was the boss at two already.
Mm-hmm.
She would just stand toe-to-toe with her dad, just looking up at him and just giving him the business out in the front yard. She knew better than to mess with the mama, but her dad was a pushover. He still is with her.
That's what happens when you have daughters. Mm. You can't help it.
I guess. If you could play hooky for the day, what would you likely do? The phone lines are open, and we'd love to chat with you guys. 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Rosie says, sleep in, watch movies, or go to garage sales. A lot of people like doing the garage sales or thrift
stores. She had me up until the garage sales.
Well, that's her thing to do.
I know.
I don't go to them either. Like
no.
I said, I don't have them. I don't go
my,
to them.
My wife was talking about going to them because we had in our neighborhood in West Fargo, that was the last weekend was like not necessarily a coordinated effort per se, but I mean, there was
people
some people that kind of in that neighborhood, our neighborhood kind of said this is the weekend for everybody to have garage sales. So, but I mean, unless something really catches my eye, like if someone has a piece of furniture or if it's a desk or something, then you might kind of look. But otherwise, if it's a bunch of clothes, and usually people are getting rid of, you know, little kids' clothes and stuff. And I just never wanted to deal with garage sales.
I mean, you can get incredible deals, and a lot of stuff is new or nearly new.
We had a lot of stuff for the girls, and we probably still have some stuff left over from when the girls are little. But it was just like, let's just donate it. I don't want to take the time and effort to try and market and sell it. And I've got a friend, a former coworker from my last job, and she has an annual yard sale. And granted, she's got really good taste.
Money too.
She's got really good taste and stuff. And, you know, she, you know, gets her girls a lot of stuff so she can turn around and sell that in a couple years or whatever. But it's just so much work. I mean,
they are a lot of work.
I know my old coworker. I mean, I think she takes like a week off every year just to get it all organized and put together. I'm sure she's doing it on weekends as well. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
I don't need to work when I'm at home.
Is it Thursdays that they say Thursday or Friday is like the best day for garage sales when people do the best? Because a lot of times people leave town for the weekend. And in our neighborhood, a lot of people will do it right before cleanup week, which is super smart because then whatever doesn't
They don't
know
even
that,
have to bring it back in the house. They just leave it out there.
Well, you can leave it out there. If it's garbage, you can get rid of it and then, you know, whatever, bring whatever to the thrift store if you need to. But some people totally love thrift shopping and garage sales. But yeah, it's not my cup of tea either. Doug says he would go for a motorcycle ride.
Nice.
And play with the dogs and take a nap.
Yeah.
Naps. I like
sleep
that.
In and take a nap. That's a good day right there.
Crash some wind therapy or maybe fishing and make it. Oh, and then try to think of a way to make it last 5 days.
Actually, the way you can make time slow down is if you do that, that plank. You know what planking is?
Yeah, like on your with your body.
Plank.
Yeah,
yeah. That will make time stand still.
Yeah,
that will make it seem like 5 days
when it's really 30 seconds a minute, something like that.
Would be interesting to see Crash do a plank because he probably has he has support in the middle. If you know what I mean?
Yeah, we should make him do a plank next time he comes in.
I don't know if his arms would reach. I'm
that
kidding, Crash.
Fun. Crash, get down. We want to see you plank for 5 minutes. That would torture anybody.
I know,
right? 5 minutes, 30 seconds is hard enough.
I know.
5:55, we're going to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. All right, Golden Girl, that's your theme song. Sue Barron, Golden Drive, homeless kids, big day for them today. Culver's is helping them out today with, of course, help from you. They'd love if you would go eat lunch there or dinner tonight. Donate while you dine at the two Culver's locations here in Fargo, the one on 13th Avenue. There's another one, 32nd Avenue, 25th Street South in Fargo. 20% of all sales today from Culver's will be donated to Golden Drive Homeless Kids. That is if you eat in between 11 and 2 and then 5 and 8 tonight. And your support, much appreciated. Donate while you dine, going on today at both Culver's locations. Right here in Fargo, again, between 11 and 2, 5 and 8. Just go get yourself some lunch or din-din, and 20% of all sales donated.
I have a feeling Sue's going to be at either one or both.
She is. She's at the 13th Avenue one. Yeah. She's like, come on over, I'll buy you lunch. I'm like, no, you will not. I said, yes, I'm already planning, but I was planning on going to the 32nd Avenue one, but she's going to be over at 13th, so I may have to detour.
Yeah, she sent me a message, too.
No.
She's like, she's like, if you guys want Culver's for lunch or dinner, just let me know. I'll buy you lunch. No. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
No, that's not happening. Last time,
I went over to the fundraiser for the one at Hornbacher's in my neighborhood, and we ended up on the Golden Drive Homeless Kids Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And, of course, my poor wife is just like, oh, I don't even know how I look. You know, I was just, we were running around doing errands and stuff, and I'm like, you look fine. And we went there, and then all of a sudden, Sue's, as always, wants to take a picture, which I didn't think anything of. All of a sudden, you're like, show me, look, you're on the page.
This is funny because it was the first time Logan ever met Sue Barron, and she just mauled him. She's kissing them all over. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, Logs, here, the deal is you got to go get Culver's today because then 20% Golden Drive homeless kids. And I'll tell him, but you probably should go to the 13th Avenue because there's construction over there on 30. And then he'll run into Sue and it'll go on all over again. He was smiling, though. And he didn't, who's your friend?
Yeah.
He had heard all about Sue. Yeah. He knows lovely Sue. So exactly. it was kind of funny. But I think that's my game plan. Since I know she's at 13th Avenue. I'll make Logan go get the burgers.
There you go.
How about a double bacon cheeseburger? Hello.
How about some of that frozen custard?
That's good, too. But, yeah. I had some ice cream last night, so I should probably pass on the ice cream.
Well, yesterday, granted, it was in the morning, so it was well before my workout, so I burned it off.
Did you? I was lazy yesterday. Odin did not get a walk yesterday.
Bridget was nice enough to bring in cake for her birthday week and also Addison's birthday week.
We had a couple, three birthday people. Yeah, I think it was Brad, too. Brad's 60th yesterday, yeah.
Ooh, 60.
Yeah, so Bridget brought in two cakes and three things of ice cream, and at least three, if not more.
Yeah, it was three. There was vanilla, butter brickle, and then the one that I just tried it because I had plenty of cake because I took the buttercream frosting cake, which I always like the buttercream frosting rather than the whipped frosting, but that was almost too much sweetness there. But black licorice ice cream.
Did you try it?
It's one of those ones I told James, it's kind of like it's hard for your mind to wrap around because I love black licorice. Mm-hmm. So tasting the ice cream, I did like it because it's this black licorice with this creamy flavor, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when you have black licorice in that form, it's always licorice, especially if you get the Willy Wallabies Australian licorice. It's obviously got the right this licorice texture, right? And to have that flavor in ice cream, it's one of those weird brain things where you're like, this doesn't quite make sense. Mm-hmm. It's good, but it doesn't make sense.
I might have to try it. It's still in the freezer. I know Jay really likes it too. Yeah. So, and Bridget always brags about it.
If it goes missing in the office,
go get it. Bring it in the studio.
I was going to bring it in the studio. I was going to take it home. I'm going to steal it.
I thought you were going to share with me.
Well, I can. Okay. I'm just saying if I brought it home, there might be only one of my kids that would be interested in it, so then it would actually last for a long time.
If you go in there and look, sometimes people will do this. They'll leave like a tablespoon left in there because they're too lazy to throw out the carton. So then they leave either a that tablespoon.
I didn't finish it off. Yeah, I didn't eat the last of it.
We are WDAY Fargo. It is 6:02. 6:04, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived with our smoky forecast.
Yeah, it is a little smoky out there, unhealthy air quality again today. And I had some people ask me, well, once we get the rain, will that scour the smoke out? The rain won't, but the winds, as they increase out of the east by later today, will kind of push that smoke westward. So that east wind will push a lot of that smoke
back west to the central part of the state.
Yeah, by this evening. But most of the day is going to be a little bit smoky. So again, if you're sensitive to that. You might want to limit your time outdoors. You're probably not going to want to be outdoors for the second half of the day. But the first half of the day is dry. We're currently right around 60 degrees, but further north where skies are clear in the Northern Valley, northwest Minnesota, temperatures in the 40s there. So depending where you're at, wide variety of temperatures across the area. So smoky skies today. We'll see showers after about 3 o'clock, becoming much more numerous towards sunset, with highs today in the mid-70s and an east-southeast wind increasing at about 15 to 25. Showers overnight tonight, heavy rain possible in the far southern valley into Lakes Country, with mid-50s for a low and winds out of the east-northeast at 10 to 25. And an absolutely beautiful, beautiful Friday with windy conditions out of the east-northeast, cloudy skies and temperatures in the mid-60s. Yuck. Yeah. It'll feel another chilly one tomorrow. And then we'll start to break out into some sunshine on Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. And then chance for storms comes back into the forecast for Father's Day. I think most of those, the morning hours will be fine. So if you have a, if you want a tea time on Father's Day, or you want to go fishing with Dad, whatever, make it in the morning, because our chances of storms will increase as we head into the afternoon on Sunday with highs around 80. Pretty stormy week. In fact, we're getting into the stormy part of the LRC cycle. If you're wanting rain and you're wanting thunderstorms and warmer weather, it's on its way next week. I'll give you the details coming up after the bottom of the hour.
With this rain today into tomorrow, how much are you thinking we might end
up? Depending where you're at. So the Northern Valley, probably not much at all. In fact, like Grand Forks over through northwest Minnesota, they traced to under a tenth of an inch. You get to the 94 corridor southward, you're going to pick up a half inch or more.
Oh, wow.
Now, and areas of the far southern valley into Lakes Country could pick up an inch or more. So the further south you go, the more you're going to get.
And evening and overnight the heaviest, do you say?
Overnight the heaviest,
overnight?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll start to pick up during the evening hours. But the first half of the day, I mean, outside of the smoke, it's going to be dry. It'll be decent out there, temperature-wise anyway.
Guess maybe I'm not golfing tonight, even though I think I'm golfing.
You might get it in, but...
It starts at 6.
Yeah, it's...
did say I was going to golf.
It'll probably be touch and go. Yeah.
Don't back out now.
Well, I didn't back out last week. I still
I know, so why back out this week?
Who out there?
They didn't even get the win either.
No, there's only two teams that stayed out.
I know, but I'm just saying they like just scrubbed the whole thing. It's like, no, it was a rain out. And you guys are like out there playing in the rain. We're going to get this in. We're getting second at worst today.
We are not quitters.
Then they go back to the standings and go, nah, it rained out. Yeah. Nobody counts.
Oh, anyway. This afternoon on Weather and Ag at 1 o'clock, Gary Lezak will be on with us.
All right.
Gary will be on. We'll be talking about the LRC. So if you have any questions for Gary, like, hey, I'm getting married August 20th now. Well, although he's... He can answer that. And So if you have any questions for Gary, give us a call this afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can shoot me questions in advance, weather@flagfamily.com, and we'll have those questions on today. Again, from 1 to 2, we'll have Gary on. We'll be talking about the rest of the summer. What does hurricane season look like? All that good stuff.
As long as there's no hurricanes up here.
I don't think that's possible.
You never know.
We can have hurricane force winds,
that's
but
true,
yeah.
See?
That would be weird. if you could play hooky for the day, what would you do, Dino?
Oh, let's see. Let's see, Bonnie. Probably golf.
Yeah, kind of figured that for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, the doctor gave me the okay starting. Ooh. Well, the one doctor said I could start golfing tomorrow. But he said, you can tell, and I did, like, practice swings in there.
Yeah.
Not quite yet. No.
But maybe give yourself a couple weeks here?
He said by the 1st of July, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm itching to go.
Let's just go do an easy nine holes when we think you're ready.
Okay. I told Greg the same thing. I'm like, we got to get out there.
Yeah. You probably just need to go over in the golf simulator room there and just work on that swing a little bit.
And that's when I said, not quite yet.
Yeah.
It'll be close, though.
Listen to your body.
Yeah.
There you go. 6:10, we're going to get your national news in from ABC, then Big Game James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:13, Big Game James McCarty has arrived with your WDAY Radio Sports.
Last night, the Minnesota Twins rode a 479-foot three-run homer from Byron Buxton en route to a 6-2 win over the Texas Rangers. The Starting pitcher David Festa, he was really solid. Gave up two runs over six innings. He earned his first win of the 2025 campaign. Willie Castro drove in a couple of insurance runs on a two RBI triple, and the Twins will now try and take the series rubber match this afternoon at 12:10 when they send the big man, Billy Ober, to the bump for that series finale against the Rangers. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks were up, actually, 4-0 at one point in this game, and they would end up just kind of letting it dwindle away. They fall 5-4 to the Monarchs yesterday afternoon. Orlando Rodriguez gave up four runs over five innings and a no decision. Colton Davis was tagged for the loss. He gave up a run of over two innings out of the pen. Juan Fernandez, a home run and two RBI. Robert Perez Jr., a solo shot in that loss. They wrap up their series with a rubber match this evening as well. 6:35 is first pitch of that one. Spud Baseball, they fell to three-seeded Minnetonka in the state quarterfinals 8-4 yesterday. And they'll battle Andover in the consolation semifinals this morning at 9 a.m. Spud Boys Lacrosse in the consolation semifinals this afternoon at Chaska High School. The seven-seeded Spuds get that three-seed Benilde St. Margaret. That's at 11 a.m. That one will start off. And PGA Golf, the U.S. Open in Oakmont, Pennsylvania, they began teeing off about a half hour ago. Tom Hoagie, though, doesn't tee off until a little after 12:30 later on this afternoon. Minnesota Lynx, they found themselves in a hole after one quarter of play. They fought back, took a lead at the half, but then were outscored by double figures in the second half. They would lose to the Seattle Storm, 94-84. Their first loss of the season, they dropped to 9-1 on the year. Nafisa Collier had 25 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists in that loss. Four starters were in double figures for Minnesota, who will now return home to the Target Center Saturday afternoon when they battle the LA Sparks, a noon tip-off with coverage available nationally on CBS. And last night, the NBA Finals, the Indiana Pacers taking down the OKC Thunder, 116-107. It was the first time this series Indiana had three players score 20 or more points. Also, with that win, both Oklahoma City and Indiana are 5-0 this postseason after a loss. So it looks like we very well could go the distance with an alternating win-loss, possibly game number four, with Indiana leading that series 2-1. That'll be Friday night at 7:30, coverage available on ABC. And the Stanley Cup final will continue tonight with the Panthers hosting the Oilers. Panthers with a 2-1 lead. The puck will drop at 7 o'clock on TNT, where it will be nationally televised. And tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. Jason and I will get you ready to rock and roll for another weekend of, well, the championship series in the NBA and NHL, and then, of course, College World Series and all the excitement of the Timberwolves right in the midst of their offseason. Mm-hmm. And the Twins trying to stay afloat with all these injuries, which has just been great.
Yeah, we'll see. Aaron Rodgers has added another ring to his collection.
Yeah, what's up with that?
A wedding ring. He got married a couple months ago, I guess.
Honestly, good for him being able to keep something like that private. Honestly.
Who did he get married
to? Yeah, that's true. I know it's not the spelling. It's not Britney Spears. It's a different spelling.
No, it's Britney.
I was going to say, it's not Danica Patrick. I know that.
It's spelled like Britney Mahomes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but what? I don't think.
Does he think that'll help him play better like Patrick?
Married?
Yeah, maybe try to win as many rings as Patrick? I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe he thinks he found the one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times he's been married, but he's been
I
in
think
some
this
pretty,
is the first time.
Well, he's been, just been in those high-profile relationships.
Yeah, high-profile. Yeah,
what? Shailene Woodley, Danica mm-hmm. Patrick.
Oh, yeah, there
Olivia
we go. Yeah,
Munn.
Shailene Woodley was one of them. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he was with that Shailene Woodley for like 7 years or something.
That sounds right. It was a long time. It was
like, oh, well, good for him.
Yeah.
I guess. Whatever.
You don't care.
Good for you.
Well,
no,
I don't care.
I don't care about Aaron Rodgers. I haven't cared about Aaron Rodgers in many years.
I know. I'm not a fan of his either, but, you know, it's
look,
something.
I mean, James, you understand this. All we care about is our teams. And Aaron Rodgers is well past his prime. Aaron Rodgers is no longer tormenting James's Vikings.
Mm-hmm. He never tormented us because we had Anthony Barr.
That's true.
Some people will get that joke from a decade ago.
Yeah, exactly.
He broke his collarbone. It was not intentional. Oh, it was not intentional. He just tackled him. Okay, everybody, calm down.
I get it. Hey, some good news. About a month or so ago, I told you guys I had seen because my niece and her husband and kids live in Sartell. Kids are in the Sartell school district. Mm-hmm. They both play lacrosse. Her and him. And remember, I told you about the 10th grader boy who got hit with a lacrosse ball and he had a brain aneurysm. But they just fit. And he had a helmet on.
Yeah.
And was in a coma.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you weren't here. James hadn't been here. But he was in a coma.
I remember the story, yeah.
Yeah, and it did not look good. It looked very, very grim. They had a GoFundMe set up for him. They didn't think the kid was going to pull out, but he has pulled out. They expect him to be released from the hospital by the end of the week. He actually surprised his teammates. He showed up at their end-of-the-year banquet.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Still has a lot of rehab ahead
of him. Oh, I can only imagine with something like that, the amount of rehab you're going to have to do to get back to full health or as close to possible. Yeah.
Physical, recreational, occupational rehab, music therapy, speech, psychology. So he has a long road ahead. But the fact that he survived this and pulled through.
Yeah.
And I think in addition to that brain aneurysm, they also detected some heart defect that they didn't know he had. So this young man is very, very lucky. Yeah. He was a classmate of my niece Aubrey, and everybody was in shock and it wasn't looking good, but
I mean I hear stories like that and hear everything that type of therapy he's going through. I mean, I could have very well been having to do all of that stuff as well. So I mean, that he's still here is obviously amazing, and hopefully he's able to return to full health. I mean, obviously probably no more lacrosse for that young man, but hopefully he regains his motor functions, speech ability, everything, is able to go on and live a long, successful life. But, man, what a scary incident.
Yeah, he looks great. He's like you when you in your early days when you were able to get up and walk around with your pole that you push.
Yeah.
So he's got his pole attached to his hand there, but a big smile on his face.
That's good.
That's a great story.
Well, as long
too.
As he's got that smile and he's got that positive attitude, that helps a tremendous amount. If you go into something like that with a positive attitude, like, okay, what do I have to do today? You got to do this. All right, well, then let's go do it. That really helps a lot when you're trying to get on your road to recovery.
You bet. Oh, Don Kinsler in today with us at 7:10 this morning. If you guys have any lawn, garden, or tree questions, you can email them in now, studio@wdayradionow.com, or we will ask Don, or you can call in at 710-701-2939,000. Flatland Music Flashbacks going to be coming your way around 6:56. This group were the first artists to have a fifth consecutive U.S. number one. Find out who they are in Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. That around 6:56. Pursuit in South Carolina. It was not high speed. It's one of those interesting pursuits. Person just didn't want to pull over. We'll have the details on that coming up next. Good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. The smoke has returned. If you're sensitive to that, you might want to limit your time outdoors or stay inside. It's going to be awful here in the Red River Valley. Western Minnesota includes the Fargo-Moorhead area. Dean says later on in the day, we'll see the winds push it back to the central part of the state, which it was very thick, difficult breathing conditions, central and western part of North Dakota yesterday. Well, they're going to get it back again.
I'm sure they're thrilled with that.
Yeah, probably not. But a large area in Minnesota under an air quality alert today. And like I said, it includes the Red River Valley, Fargo area as well. A couple more responses on our question of the morning. If you could play hooky for the day, what would you likely do? Janet, enjoy having coffee with a friend, do some shopping. So a nice, casual, fun girls' day. Dave in Grand Rapids, good morning. Would go up to the North Shore, Duluth and Grand Marais. I love that. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Do a little hiking. All right. These stories are always kind of funny. Not funny to law enforcement.
Funny, ha-ha, but funny, like, you know, weird.
It was a low-speed pursuit in South Carolina. Solo, the cops were able to walk
Solo, alongside. Star Wars?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cops were able to basically walk alongside. A person led them in a chase in an excavator. You know, like one of those track little...
Like how big a one?
Like a big one, like you'd find at a construction site, like a normal size one.
Well, because sometimes, you know, we always called it a backhoe, like when they're on the tractor ones, you know.
Yeah, it's like a backhoe, but, you know, a track on it, yeah.
Those can be very dangerous, too.
Definitely. I remember this was probably, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, somebody got an army tank somewhere in the United States and led cops on a pursuit and then got damaged a bunch of stuff, like ran over a bunch of stuff. This excavator did do some damage to a business. This happened in North Charleston, South Carolina. Law enforcement got a burglary call from a business about a heavily damaged being done. They saw an excavator slowly heading away from the scene. Several squads joined in the very low-speed pursuit. Excavator was going so slow, the cruisers would have to stop several times not to pass the construction equipment.
Completely different, non-funny story. I had my wife's nephew used to work construction down in Savannah or Pooler or wherever they lived, Bloomingdale, one of the suburbs around Savannah. And he did construction, but he wasn't running the excavator.
Yeah.
He's kind of one of the guys kind of telling them where to go outside of it. And based on, you know, probably a mistake by the driver, he actually got run over by one. And so he was in the hospital for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean,
he
had a serious
leg injury. Mm-hmm. So,
and there's been instances on the scene of construction projects where, you know, workers have been run over and killed.
Yeah,
even,
so
even
I mean,
here in North Dakota.
So, I mean, if the officers would have tried to get out and try and, you know, commandeer the vehicle or get the suspect out of there using force or something, I mean, that he could easily turn that vehicle and you know, heaven forbid they run over somebody, you know. I mean, that could be just completely, you know, uncalled for, and obviously just have to try and wait to find their opportunity to get him and get him out of the vehicle.
Can you imagine going 3 miles an hour or less,
mm-hmm.
and the guy wouldn't stop?
Yep.
This pursuit went on for an hour and 12 minutes. Finally ended where he drove into the fairgrounds in Charleston County,
mm-hmm.
Got stuck. Then he tried to make a run for it. I love this. They used a drone,
mm-hmm.
Until a police dog and handler were able to catch up to the guy and take him into custody.
Mm-hmm.
The charge is because they had their loudspeakers on and blue lights and sirens as they were following him.
Yeah.
Charge with failure to stop for a blue light. That's the first time I've seen that as a charge.
Well, shouldn't that be just, you know,
law enforcement?
Failure to comply with law enforcement, et cetera.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is...
To stop for a blue light is what they say in this story.
Good news is that, obviously, even though the pursuit lasted over an hour, I mean, he only went 3 miles.
Well, 3 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's true. I got
that
it.
Was
I
the
had
joke
to, I know. I had to get
You're doing the math. You're like, technically it's over 3 miles.
As
Jeez,
I'm
it's
reading.
Almost, it's almost four.
He'll do this stuff as I'm reading and thinking. Yes, you are correct on that.
Well, I'm thinking about different things than you're thinking.
And like I said, that one business was damaged. He's been also charged, in addition to failure to stop for a blue light, 2 counts of malicious injury to real property.
Yep.
He's jailed on $22,000 bond. That could have ended a whole lot worse.
Yeah,
than
you could have, you know.
It doesn't say he was, like, under the influence or anything.
Yeah, well, at least it wouldn't have been, like, did you ever watch, I can't remember which one it was, but it might have been the second one, the second Austin Powers movie with Mike Myers.
I don't think I saw the second one, no.
There's a guy named Michael McDonald who was a security guard in this movie,
mm-hmm.
and he was, I think it was Austin Powers' character, maybe. And he's driving a steamroller.
Yeah.
And he's like, get out of the way, get out of the way. And he's like, stop. And he's like, no. And he's like clear across the screen. And he's just standing there. And, of course, this machine is obviously very slow. And he's like, get out of the way. And he's like, no, stop. Ah. And he gets run over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole comedic thing, but it's very slow. So it takes him a long time. Like, he could have just walked away and got out of the way.
Huh. But, yeah, it's funny when it's in movies.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
But when it comes to real life,
no.
Not so funny. But
no.
Thankfully, nobody hurt here, just some property damage.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember that chase? It was a bit more high speed. Gosh, it probably was 20 years ago or more when the guy had a tank.
That's what I mean. I know there was one, and he was damaging property.
Oh, yeah. He was just driving through stuff, driving over cars.
Of those
yeah,
over
exactly.
Years.
I'm surprised that this person, you know, didn't just start driving through personal property and just smashing a bunch of stuff because. If he's just, I mean, because obviously at 3 miles an hour, you're not really getting anywhere fast. I mean, at least
not like you can shoot out the tires on a tracked vehicle.
No, I mean, 3 miles an hour, I mean, you're barely going. I mean,
and they said they tried to block him in, but I mean, he could have easily run over those squad cars.
20 minute miles, Bonnie. I mean, that's, you know, that's just a kind of a brisk walking pace. So, I mean, you could have just been walking and no, I can't hear you.
And you never know what kind of frame of mind the individual's into. So glad that ended safely. Cloudy, we have 60 degrees here at our WDAY radio studio. Smoke in the air. It is going to be a smoky day throughout our region. 6:31, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki with more on the forecast coming up. 6:33, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with our forecast.
And if you have any outdoor plans today, there's two things you want to worry about. One, poor air quality out there. Yeah. We still have to deal with smoke. That will improve as we head towards evening a little bit. Now, in terms of rainfall, we are going to see rain moving in from the south as we head into the mid to late afternoon. So the first half of the day, you'll be dry. In fact, the Northern Valley, you're not going to see anything out of this. This rain is generally along and south of the 94 corridor. It's going to make it up to about 94 corridor and then start moving eastward, not any further north. So unfortunately for the Northern Valley, northwest Minnesota, you're really not going to see much, if anything at all, out of this. And those showers will pull in after about 3 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll have highs in the mid-70s, a little cooler in the Southern Valley, and possibly a little warmer in the Northern Valley, where you'll see a few more breaks in the clouds. Winds will increase as we head into the afternoon out of the east-southeast at about 15 to 25. Showers tonight from the 94 corridor southward. Some areas of the far Southern Valley into Lakes Country could pick up to an inch of rain overnight tonight. I think we'll probably see a tenth to a quarter here in the FM area. Could see a little bit more. We'll see where these thunderstorms line up. And then as we head into tomorrow, cloudy, chilly. Any showers would be early in the morning, then moving eastward with highs only in the mid-60s tomorrow and breezy conditions out of the east-northeast. And then Saturday, a little better. I'd say that's probably the pick day of the weekend with highs in the mid-70s. Now, Sunday, I think we'll start off dry for Father's Day, and we'll see storm chances increase as we head into the afternoon with highs close to 80. And then most of next week, there's a day-to-day chance pretty much of thunderstorms with highs varying from the upper 70s to low to mid-80s. I don't see any big heat coming our way until possibly the end of next week. That's when we could get some more heat coming into the area. We'll see how that pans out. And it's very difficult because we're right on what we call the edge of this heat ridge, and we call that the Ring of Fire, not the song by Johnny Cash. But that's what the Ring of Fire is. Basically, as the heat ridge builds northward, you get thunderstorms right on the northern end of that heat ridge, and that's almost exactly where we're going to be sitting between the 94 corridor and into central South Dakota and central southern Minnesota. Those were right on the edge of that heat ridge, and so you get these line of thunderstorms that'll ride along that heat ridge, typically with the heating of the day into the overnight hours. Usually the morning hours are drier, and then you get those storms to develop as we head into the afternoon hours. And expect that almost every day next week.
We don't necessarily need thunderstorms, but we could use the rain. It's been about a month since we got that.
We could use the rain, and we're looking at pretty much widespread rain across the state. And both North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, over the next 10 days, 1 to 2 inches of rain, it looks like. So that's good news for our agriculture. That's good news for your gardens, your lawns, all that good stuff. So,
well, that's a lot better than I thought. When you talking about Ring of Fire, I thought we were going to have a case of volcanoes breaking out here.
Well, feels like a Ring of Fire with the smoke from Canada.
That's true.
Get this under control. Man, I mean, we don't want to wait until they're our 51st state. Let's get this under control before that.
Okay. I'm glad you're bringing some wind tomorrow for Flag Day, so our flag raising, the breeze will be blowing the flag around our ceremony here in the parking lot.
It's a little thing.
It's going to be a little cool, too, for this time of the year.
That's all right. You guys are all invited. Flag Day celebration here in our studio parking lots tomorrow from 11 to 1. We will have free lunch for all veterans, law enforcement, and first responders. But everybody is invited. We're going to raise the flag. Deb Segvold going to sing the national anthem at 11, color guard salute, and we've got food.
Yeah, we do. We've got food trucks showing up tomorrow. We've got Top Dog Hot Dog,
woohoo!
Penny's Eatery Euros and Burgers, and Detroit Deli showing up. And then we've also got free ice cream that's going to be brought to us by Jason from Breadsmith.
Yeah, he's got ice cream machines.
He's also got caramel rolls, just saying, Jason. You know what to do.
Love to see you guys tomorrow. Our Flag Day celebration, 11-1, right here in our studio parking lot, 2852 Thunder Road South. It is 6:38. Time for your national news from ABC. We'll check in with the American Ag Network. And Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:43, time for your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Last night, the Minnesota Lynx dropped their first matchup of the season. They're now 9-1 on the year. They fell to the Seattle Storm, 94-84. Competitive game overall. It's just in the second half, shots didn't fall for them at the rate that they wanted. They also were out-rebounded. That did not help the cause either. Nafisa Collier did have 25 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists in that one. The Lynx return home to the Target Center Saturday afternoon when they host the L.A. Sparks. It'll be nationally televised on CBS with a noon tip-off in that game. The NBA Finals saw the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis defeat the OKC Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 series lead. Tip-off at 7:30 on Friday night for game number 4 with that coverage available nationally on ABC. And in the NHL's Stanley Cup Final, we have game number 4 tonight. Florida Panthers hosting the Edmonton Oilers. Puck drops at 7 on TNT. That is a 2-1 series lead for the Panthers currently. On the diamond yesterday, the Twins used a pair of 3-run innings to power them past the Texas Rangers 6-2. David Festa gave up 2 runs over 6 innings. He earned his first win of the 2025 season. Buxton with a 3-run homer that traveled 479 feet over the bullpen of left center field. Willie Castro added some insurance with a 2-RBI triple late in the late stages of the game. Twins-Rangers rubber match at 12:10 this afternoon. Bailey Ober on the mound for Minnesota. Texas counters with Patrick Corbin. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks fell short yesterday afternoon to Kansas City, 5-4. Orlando Rodriguez gave up 4 runs over 5 innings. He had a no decision. Colton Davis gave up 1 run out of the bullpen in 2 innings of work. He was tagged with a loss. Juan Fernandez, a home run, 2 RBI. Robert Perez Jr., a solo shot. Lamar Sparks added an RBI in that one. And the rubber match of that series will be at 6:35 here this evening. Spud Baseball, they fell in the state quarterfinals as a 6-seed to 3-seed in Minnetonka, 8-4 yesterday. It was 6 extra base hits, including 5 doubles and a triple. That's really what Howard the Skipper's passed the Spuds. Moorhead now plays in the Constellation Semifinals this morning at 9 a.m. And Spud Lacrosse, their Constellation Semifinal will be later on this morning as well. The 7-seeded Spuds get 3-seed Benilde St. Margaret at 11 a.m. And running out sports this hour, primetime sports tonight at 6:30, Jason I. We'll get you ready to rock and roll as we approach the weekend. Suppose it's a day away for some people. Really milking that one day off I'm taking or something, you know?
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, day and a half, I suppose. I'll be back on Monday, though, for the All-Star game.
Okay.
We have the volleyball match over.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
So track talk, on Monday night, Track Talk is at 6:30 here on WDAY Radio, so we'll be over on Flag side for the Optimus All-Star volleyball match, which is a mix of Class A and B, well, Class A, Class B, and Double A, all stars kind of mixed together. It's not one class against the next. It's just a kind of a jumbled mess of players on the blue and the red team, they call
okay,
them.
Okay, so, sure. Yeah. That'll be fun.
It'll be the graduating class of 2025, though, the all stars. It'll be a great match at Fargo South Monday night at 7 over on the Flag.
Looking forward to it. James' Sports This Hour brought to you by Pebble Lake Golf Club, voted one of the top 25 public golf courses in the state of Minnesota. Find out why. Get your tee times online at playpebblelake.com. It is 6:46. Don Kinsler joins us at 7:10 this morning. If you have any lawn, garden, or tree questions, that'll be the time to get them answered. You can call in then. Or if you'd like, email them in to studio at wdayradionow.com. Today is Women's Veterans Day. They're going to be having a ceremony at the Fargo AmVets tonight. If you want to take part in that, the commander will give a salute to all women veterans at 6 o'clock. They will also have snacks there as well. And hats off and salute to all the women veterans out there, many of them throughout our region here as well. It's a day to honor and celebrate their service and contributions. 6:47, don't forget, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, the great grocery giveaway. One of you is going to win $10,000 in groceries, a year worth of groceries, brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. Listen for your name to be called. You got to listen all day long. We do drawings in the 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 4 p.m. hours.
Exactly. So be listening, and obviously if you can't, for some reason, go to our website and get registered on our webpage, wdayradionow.com. You got to click on that great grocery giveaway page. If you're not able to do that, we do have some qualifying stops. We had one yesterday at Rusco Windows. We got two of them next week. On June 17th, we're going to be at Grease Monkey from 2 to 5. Big Game James will be there doing the remote there. And then Thursday, June 19th, they'll be at Bark and Biscuits 2 to 5. And our friend Alex from Flag Family Media will be there, and she'll be checking in and getting people registered there. They'll draw a couple names on each of those days to find someone that will be invited to our Great Grocery Giveaway Grand Prize Party at Kingpin's once again on Thursday, July 10th.
And good luck to all of you. Flatland Music Flashback, that's going to be coming your way right around 6:56, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing this artist and this song. It's among the greatest songs of all time, that according to Rolling Stone magazine. Find out what song it is, which artist. Flatland Music Flashback around 6:56. Straight ahead, we will be heading back to the American Ag Network.
It was on this date in 1989, this museum opened in Tennessee. We'll find out what museum that was and what it featured coming up next in Flatland Music Flashback.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback. Flatland Guitar, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
1957. Whole Lot of Shaking Going On by Jerry Lee Lewis entered the country and western chart. The following week, the record made its debut on the Billboard Pop chart. The song is a rock and roll classic.
It sure is. It is listed among the greatest songs of all time by Rolling Stone magazine.
1965. The Supremes scored their fifth consecutive U.S. number one with Back in My Arms Again. They were the first artist to achieve that feat.
Ooh, remember that if you're ever playing trivia. They were the most successful Motown act and charted 12 number one singles.
Wow. 1979, the New Jersey state legislature adopted Bruce Springsteen's song Born to Run as its unofficial youth rock anthem. The title track off his Born to Run album helped Springsteen reach mainstream popularity.
It's included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Rolling Stone puts it at 21 on its list of 500 greatest songs of all time.
1989. Elvis Autoland Museum opened at Graceland. The museum contained over 30 cars which were owned by the king, including his famous pink Cadillac.
Also some Harley-Davidson motorcycles, a 1975 Ferrari, and a 1956 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, as well as the red MG that Elvis drove in the film Blue Hawaii. I remember watching his movies growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or in your case, seven.
Yeah.
In 2001, a three-mile stretch of Highway 92 in Hiram, Georgia was renamed Travis Tritt Highway. More than 40 of his songs have charted on the Hot Country Songs charts.
Five of them hit number one.
This sounds like a needy person.
Great tune.
Happy a birthday today. Drummer Bun E. Carlos of Cheap Trick is 75. I Want You to Want Me was their best-selling single. It hit number seven on the Billboard charts. The band is also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
If you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you, too. Don Kinsler joins us in 10 minutes to answer your lawn, garden, and tree questions. Call in then, or you can send them in to studio at WDAYradionow.com. 7 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. 7:03, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our smoky, cloudy forecast.
Yeah, we're not going to see any sun today. Well, at least not here in the FM area. If we do, it'll be limited. Far Northern Valley, northwest Minnesota, you'll see a little bit of sun, but again, you're going to miss the rain, though. The Northern Valley, northwest Minnesota, this is basically a 94 corridor southward event. And if you have any outdoor plans today, you're good to go until mid to late afternoon. So the majority of the day should be okay, just a little on the smoky side. Showers will pull in from the southwest after 3 o'clock this afternoon. So if you have a tea time this evening, you could get a little wet, but the majority of the rain coming in overnight tonight. We'll have highs today, depending where you're at, but in general, low to mid-70s across the area with winds increasing out of the east-southeast at about 15 to 25. Showers overspread the area tonight. Again, this is generally a 94 corridor southward. The further south you go, the heavier the rainfall totals are going to be. A couple of our models are trying to squeeze up to an inch, even here in the FM area. I don't see that happening. I see about a quarter inch, maybe a half inch. We'll see how it pans out. And then 55 tonight. And then any rain tomorrow would be very early in the morning. That moves eastward and southward, and breezy tomorrow out of the east-northeast, and highs only in the mid-60s. But then the weekend does improve. Saturday, partly sunny, so we'll still see quite a bit of cloud cover around, and highs in the mid-70s. And then Father's Day will warm it up a little bit, upper 70s to near 80, but we'll see a chance for thunderstorms come into the area by Sunday afternoon. And again, next week, numerous chances for thunderstorms, with temperatures anywhere from the upper 70s to the mid-80s next week.
All right, thank you, Dino. Weather is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Time is now 7:05. We've got a quick check here in national news, a sports update from Big Game James McCarty, and then we'll have all things lawn and garden with Don Kinsler from NDSU and Cass County Extension Office.
Don Kinsler joining us next. If you want to ask him any questions, you can call in now, 701-293-9000, or email your questions into studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. First of all, a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
U.S. Open began about an hour and a half or so ago. You have currently through a handful of holes, J.J. Spahn and Ludvig Åberg tied for the lead at 2 under par. You have a couple of guys at 1 under and then about a dozen or so at even. Tom Hoagie doesn't tee off his opening round until right about 12:30, 12:35-ish is when he's slated for that later on this afternoon. Minnesota Lynx were outscored by double figures in the second half as they fell to the Storm in Seattle 94-84 Wednesday night. That was their first loss of the 2025 campaign. They're now 9-1 on the season. Nafisa Collier did have 25 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists in that loss. The Lynx will return home to the Target Center in Minneapolis on Saturday afternoon when they take on the LA Sparks. It'll be nationally televised on CBS with tip-off slated for noon. Last night, the Pacers defeated the Thunder in Indianapolis 116-107. It was a 2-1 series lead now for Indiana as they'll continue their series later on this week in Indianapolis. And the Stanley Cup Final, they will be in Sunrise, Florida tonight. The Panthers host the Oilers. Panthers with a 2-1 series lead, nationally televised on TNT with coverage available on TNT at 7 p.m. That's when the puck will drop for that one. And the Redhawks, they fell 5-4 to Kansas City last night. Rubber match at 6:35 tonight. Twins, a 6-2 win over the Rangers with a 12-10 first pitch in their rubber match this afternoon. Byron Buxton's home run of 479 feet. Second longest in the bigs this year, only trailing Mike Trout's 484-foot home run from a couple of weeks ago. So pretty cool to see that. And rounding out sports this hour, we had Spud Baseball falling to Minnetonka in the state quarterfinals 8-4 last night. They will take on Andover at 9 a.m. in the Constellation Semis, and Spud Boys Lacrosse in their Constellation Semis. They'll be battling Benilde St. Margaret at 11 a.m. at Chaska High School.
Call now if you have any questions. Don Kinsler is here, 701-293-9000. You can also email us at studio, WDAYRadioNow.com. Good morning to you, Don.
Oh, good morning. It's always great to be here.
We love when you come
I'm hoping
with that
for
smile
an inch of rain. An inch of rain,
we
I would just
rain,
love.
Right?
We do. You know, there's good subsoil moisture. I was planting last night some shrubs and stuff. Good subsoil moisture. But we do need that surface moisture to be replenished again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting dry. It's been about a good month now since we had that like 2.5 inches or whatever.
Exactly, and for mm-hmm. any unwatered lawns, you know, they're starting to get that little bit of a look that mm-hmm. they're wanting.
Oh, you checking out our lawns, are you, Don?
I am, especially my own, because I don't have a watering system or anything, so I have to just water by hose.
Yeah.
And I haven't done the lawn yet, so I'm kind of hoping, but it's starting to get that little bit of a look that it's thinking about being thirsty.
Yeah, I'm thirsty. I could use some water. Hey, I did notice, too, the third annual Red River Valley Garden Tour is returning, and your house or your yard is going to be showcased again this year in
yes,
July.
Yes, the Red River Valley Garden Tours, it is developed and hosted by our NDSU Master Gardeners in Cass County. A wonderful opportunity to see yards. You know, sometimes you don't get a chance to peek into people's yards mm-hmm. or backyards. Mm-hmm. And so there are 7 yards on the tour.
Nice.
And this year, my awesome. Yard.
He's looking at your lawn. You guys look at his, okay?
Mary and I yard. And I'm kind of holding my breath because, you know, none of us think our yard is tour worthy, you know, myself mm-hmm. included.
I'm sure you're being ridiculous. I can just imagine going over to your yard.
The tour, July 16th and 17th.
Yeah. And
so check out their website. Just Google Red River Valley Garden Tour.
Yep, or rrvgardentour.com will get you there.
Exactly. So July 16th, 17th, a good opportunity to see yards, to get ideas.
I'm coming to your yard, Don.
You know, and even if, like my own yard, I'm sensitive that everything isn't going to be just perfect.
Right.
But sometimes you can learn from other people's,
absolutely,
you know, what you maybe want to do in your own yard.
Yeah. Is this the time now to be thinning out our gardens?
It is. Okay.
Carrots,
you know, when we talk about thinning in the vegetable garden, for example, some types of vegetables, the seed is so fine when you sow them in the spring, a carrot seed, lettuce seed, radish. And so they'll oftentimes come up just thick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you imagine a mature carrot, what's the diameter? Maybe an inch, inch and a half. So in the garden, as those carrots are growing, they need about that inch of space to develop a nice size carrot.
Otherwise, you're just going to have
a little skinny string. Yeah, about the size of a string or so when you go to
really
dig,
skinny and
dig
small.
Them in the fall. So this is the time of year as they're growing and they're still tiny, just able to be kind of handled. Thin the row of carrots out. Same true with radish, lettuce, things such as that, beets. Thin them out so that the little plants are about an inch apart. So you need to do it kind of gingerly, so you don't adversely affect the plants you're leaving. So pull gently or just cut them off with little scissors. You can use those thinnings for salads. You know, little carrot tops are quite tasty.
But if you're
beet
just
greens.
Cutting them off, that's not going to fix the situation of having tiny, skinny carrots below.
If you cut the extra ones off that you're trying to remove,
if
you cut them off just below ground level, they won't regrow.
Oh.
Yep, that'll kill the root of those.
Okay, that's good to know.
Unlike a tree, you know, you cut a tree at ground level, it just sprouts back up.
Are you eating the carrot tops?
And yeah, those little carrot tops are quite tasty.
Really?
Yeah, they're great. And beet greens, little tiny beet greens. So as soon as those little vegetables are able to be handled, I usually pull them out, you know, if you're careful not to disturb the ones you want to leave.
Yeah.
So spaced about an inch apart. Also, when we talk about thinning, apple trees. The apple trees are starting to develop their little fruit.
Yeah.
And when they get about dime size, it's important to thin them out. If you picture an apple tree that's in full bloom, you know, there's big clusters of white blossoms
right there.
Okay. And each of those blossoms can potentially, turn into a little apple.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you'll oftentimes have clusters of fruit just spaced tightly together.
Yeah.
And if you let that happen, there's a big demand on that tree for the resources.
And it gets bigger, okay, your branches break.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. Those heavy branches can break, but also, too many apples, water down the tree's resources, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you get lots of little apples, but they'll be less quality. If you thin them out, and by thinning, you just, with your hand, pull off the excess ones, do it gently, so that the remaining apples are spaced about 4 to 6 inches apart.
I didn't know an apple tree for many years.
Each apple will be higher quality, larger, sweeter, more flavorful, because the tree is able to give its resources to fewer apples.
Right.
So, you know, it might seem like, gosh, this is a shame. I'm wasting little apples.
Mm-hmm.
But commercial orchards do that all the time.
Well, where the heck were you 15, 25 years ago when I had apple trees, Don? I didn't know this.
So right now, dime size, go out, thin the apples so that they're at least 4 inches apart on the branch.
Wow. If you guys have any questions, Don's here to answer them for you. Lawn Gardens Trees, 701-293-9000, or email your questions in to studio at wdayradionow.com. I was walking around my neighborhood, and I've seen a lot of people with their trees, and there's all kinds of shoots coming out, not necessarily just at the base, but, you know, that whole diameter area. They'll be like...
Yeah.
Tree shoots coming up. Should you be getting rid of those?
You should, because those little tree shoots or suckers, they don't get any smaller. You know, so in time, they just continue to get
trees.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it depends on the type of trees. Some trees are just known for creating suckers.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Canada red cherry, which is a choke cherry type, they'll pop up little things at a distance out. And so the best thing to do is probably just cut them off down at ground level. They're going to come back, but that's just the nature of those trees. Other types of trees, such as linden, are well known for sending up suckers right at the bottom of the trunk.
Okay.
You know, maybe if you've gone along boulevards, you know, it looks like almost a shrub coming out of the bottom of the trunk. There are a couple of products. One is called Sucker Stopper. Another is called Sucker Punch.
Oh.
And those can help. You need to cut off the suckers that are there and follow directions very carefully. They don't always work. But the quicker, the sooner you can get those little suckers. I found that on those tree species that develop those, if as soon as those little things start to sprout at the trunk, you can just with your hand, with your thumb and forefinger, just kind of pull down on them and they'll come off. The older they get, you have to go in with a pruning shears and prune them off and they leave stumps.
Oh, okay.
And so again, they don't get any smaller. The quicker you can address those, certain species are just prone to that.
Do you need to like I think more so in our neighborhood, we probably see trees that have their seeds, whatever they type they are, they drop around that area, like Bonnie was saying, not so much connected right to the roots or anything like that, but they just kind of develop around there. Do you need to pull those out, or can you just mow them when you mow your grass and just kind of not have to worry
about
it? Yes,
and
I
deal with that with our elm tree that drops all these seeds. And then so, they aren't suckers. They're little seedlings that sprout and start growing. And so in the lawn, you can mow them, but then they develop into a little bushy tree right down below the mower level. Eventually, they'll maybe succumb to that, but that could take a few years. But lawn weed killer. Lawn weed killer that for dandelions and everything else, that's quite effective on little trees also.
Okay. All right.
So hit them with some lawn weed killer.
And I did the Mabel with the spinners too, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, the helicopters.
Yeah. And I learned, try to remove those from your flower beds as soon as you can, because otherwise you get trees sprouting. And the longer you leave them, the sturdier they get. They're hard to get out.
Harder to pull.
Yeah.
And there's nothing selectively, once they do start sprouting, like in a perennial flower bed, there's nothing that will selectively kill those out without harming your perennials. So it means, pull, and the smaller, the easier, or else just spot treating. So what happens if one of those, in my own case, elm, what happens if you don't see one of those, and pretty soon you've got this 3-foot tree popping up out of the peony?
Exactly.
Okay, out of the peony, and all of a sudden you look at that, and oh my gosh, there's an elm tree growing out of the center of it. One thing we used to do that I learned as a young horticulture student working in the plots is you cut that tree off at ground level, at soil level, and then with an eyedropper or an old detergent bottle, put a little drop of lawn weed killer, such as the one having 2,4-D in.
Okay.
Put a little drop on that freshly cut stump. Don't get it on the peony or anything else.
Uh-huh.
And that's quite effective. Yeah. You know, if you do that immediately after pruning that young little tree that you don't want, it will absorb that weed killer and go down to the roots. That's quite effective.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
But again,
I've learned a lot today from you. I feel like I earned my college class. I paid my money for, and my goodness, I feel so much smarter today, Don. Yes. How do our listeners get a hold of you over there at NDSU Cass County Extension?
Best way is email me, donald.kinsler, KINZLER, at ndsu.edu.
Very good. We'll catch you in 2 weeks. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, always great to be here. Thank
you. Absolutely. We do our Lawn and Garden radio segment every Thursday at 7:10. Next week, Jill Patry, Clay County Extension, will be in. Don will be back in the following week. 7:22, WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel talking about that new world screwworm that we've been hearing about.
7:24, we head out to the farm with Ag Director Bridget Riedel. How you doing, Bridget?
We got one more day of events for Ag Tech Week, and frankly, I can't wait to get a nap. But it's been good. It's been busy. It's been great, but
exhausting.
Whew, yeah.
How many times have you presented so far?
Yesterday, and then I'm on again today.
Yeah, see?
Twice today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So after today, then you can kind of kick back and just kind of not pay attention if it's a long class.
Till next week.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and you guys are going to see that when I send out my schedule for next week to all of you as hosts. But yeah, next week, Monday and Tuesday, I will be in South Dakota. I will be
Cattlemen's Association.
Yeah, South Dakota Cattlemen's Leadership Academy.
Okay.
I'll be teaching a part of that academy.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, let's talk about your chickens. Keep them cool. Cool chickens are happy chickens.
Yeah.
And really, with some of the warmer weather we've had, cool water. You can even put some ice cubes in there because chickens can't sweat. They pant. Mm-hmm. like a dog, or a cow can't sweat either. And so you can give them some nice cool water, turn on a fan, just like we would like, right? A fan makes such a difference. Shade. If you see a chicken lift up their wings, it's not because they're taking flight, but it's because it's like us holding our arms up to get a little breeze through your armpits. Mm. Chickens kind of do the same thing.
Sweaty chicken pits are the worst.
Aren't they, though? And the tiny deodorants.
Yes.
So anywho, you also find that they don't like to eat when it's hot. We don't either.
Nope.
So feed them a little later in the day. And then their chicken litter in the chicken coops, keep it dry. Wet chicken litter becomes humid, and it adds that moisture to the air, which makes it even tougher for those chickens to cool down and feel more comfortable.
Mm.
So things to keep in mind.
Yeah.
When chickens are uncomfortable, they're not laying eggs. And that's the whole point of having the chicken, isn't it?
Well, I thought it was to have buffalo wings, but I guess I'm wrong.
You can have both if you like.
Oh, there you go.
But which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, it's fair season, so you see a lot of horses traveling as they're going to fairs, shows, rodeos, etc. But there's a common respiratory disease called strangles. And most people would think that sounds odd, but really the reason to call it strangles is fevers. With a respiratory disease, there's an inflammation in the back of the throat, makes it very painful for the horse to eat and drink. They can have a runny nose and even a soft cough. So that sounds like that virus is trying to strangle that horse.
Oh.
Well, when you have that, there's a number of things that you have to keep in mind. Really, their diagnosis is when you see that nasal discharge, they are lethargic. You don't really use antibiotics for it. There can be a vaccination that you can use, but those vaccines are limited. They're not talked about a lot. Veterinarians might be able to help you for your region, but they're not something that gets used very frequently. Most of the time, about 75% of the time, the horses are just going to develop their own long-term immunity, and they're going to work through it. You know, it's like when your mom says, oh, you just have a cold, you'll be fine in a few days. Kind of the same thing. Mm. But if you'd like to prevent that problem for your horses, take the time that when they're traveling not to have that nose-to-nose touching. So, hey, put the PDA down, stop it back there in the trailer. And then also, when you are at places where you have unfamiliar horses, don't share water and hay, because that can help to spread it as well.
Mm.
Again, similar to what we do as humans.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna call my colds from now on. I'm gonna call it the strangle.
You could call it the strangle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not like you don't alarm people enough with your health concerns.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody's got anything to worry about with me.
Yeah, throw that one out there on top of it. All right. Additionally, I want to touch on the fact that coming up, National Cattlemen's Beef Association is hosting some events in Watertown, South Dakota. And for you as producers who want to get your BQA, that's your Beef Quality Assurance Training, you can do this all in one day. It'll be June 27th and 28th in Watertown. You can register on their website. Some of those things that they're going to be talking about with Stockman's is disease updates such as foot and mouth disease, but also the new world screwworm. And there's been some discussion held on Weather and Ag in Focus with Dr. Julia Herman. She is the veterinarian for National Cattlemen's, and Dr. Herman talked about the fact that this is a fly that will find the tiniest way to infiltrate the hide of a beef animal. So whether it's an injection site, ear tag, maybe just a scratch. And then that female fly will lay up to 300 eggs. And as the larvae emerge, they will burrow into the healthy flesh of the animal, and they can get to the point of actually killing it. This is a pest that originates in Panama. It is working its way north in Mexico. Our borders currently closed to any live cattle imports out of Mexico, and there's USDA work being done to support a sterile fly facility. Those flies, the females only mate once, and so this fly facility would create sterile males to prevent her from having viable eggs, which would help lower the spread. So, trying to keep that pest out, and there'll be much more going on at that event in Watertown. Again, that's the 27th and 28th of July. June. I'll be there in June.
Oh, okay.
How do our listeners get a hold of you, Bridget?
Send me emails, ag@flagfamily.com. Find me wherever I might be. I appreciate those that stop and want to shake hands and visit. We've had a lot of that the last couple of days. And never be afraid to give me your great ideas for topics, the show, and more. And again, that's ag@flagfamily.com.
All right. Great job. Thanks, Bridget.
See you soon.
You bet. And Gary Lezak, founder of the LRC, joining Dean on Weather and Ag Radio this afternoon. 7:30, we're going to head into the WDAY Radio News Center, but we are looking for our qualifier for the Great Grocery Giveaway to win $10,000 in groceries. Brought to you by Alsager Meats and Kingpins. Today, we are looking for Jeffrey Stiller of Wahpeton. Jeffrey, you have 9 minutes and 70 seconds or 10 minutes and 10 seconds to call us at 701-293-9000. Jeffrey Stiller in Wahpeton. Love to hear from you. 7:33, time now to check out our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
Well, we've got a cloudy start to the day, smoky as well. Air quality is on the poor side, so keep that in mind if you're sensitive to that. We've got a little bit of a breeze out there, a lot of clouds. We're looking at a dry day for the most part. We will see showers moving in from the southwest as we head towards mid to late afternoon. And again, this is generally along and south of the 94 corridor. Areas of the Northern Valley, Northwest Minnesota, you're not going to see anything. It doesn't look like as we head into the afternoon. Now we'll see a high today in the mid 70s, where the cloud cover is thicker, a little cooler, and winds out of the east southeast at about 15 to 25. Those winds turn to the east northeast tonight. We'll see showers overspread the area, especially along and south of 94, with temps in the mid 50s. And then Friday, the rain moves out of the area. It will be breezy, cloudy, chilly for this time of the year, mid 60s. And then we'll see a little more sun on Saturday, low to mid 70s, and Sunday we'll see a chance for storms, especially in the afternoon with highs close to 80. So not a totally dry weekend, but we will see some dry hours on Saturday. Better chance for storms on Sunday, especially afternoon onward. And then quite a few chances for storms as we head into next week.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather is brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated with 3 convenient Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Time right now is 7:34, almost 7:35. Our guy Jeffrey, you've got less than 6 minutes to call us if you want to get qualified for our great grocery giveaway. So make sure you get, if you know Jeffrey, make sure you call him and let him know. He's got
Jeffrey Stiller of Wahpeton.
He's got 5 minutes and 40 seconds left. And now it is 7:35, so we're going to have a quick check on your national news. We got a sports update from Big Game James McCarty. Dean will return for your 3-degree guarantee, and we're still looking for Jeffrey Stiller. You've got 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Jeffrey Stiller, Wahpeton, has 20 seconds to give us a call to be a qualifier for the Great Grocery Giveaway, 701-293-9000. It is 7:40. Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports straight ahead. 7:41, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Byron Buxton hit the second longest home run in the bigs this year with a 479-foot three-run homer. That propelled the Twins to a 6-2 win over the Rangers last night. A two-run RBI triple by Willie Castro as well. David Festa got his first win of the 2025 campaign. Gave up 2 runs over 6 innings of work. The bullpen, Brock Stewart, Louis Varland, Jawan Duran, each with a shutout inning in relief, slamming the door shut on those Rangers. The rubber match will be this afternoon at 12:10 as the Twins send Billy over to the mound. It'll actually be nationally televised on MLB Network. The Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks fell to the Monarchs in Kansas City 5-4 last night. Orlando Rodriguez gave up 4 runs over 5 innings and a no decision. Colton Davis gave up a run out of the pen and 2 innings of work. He was tagged with a loss, and then you had 3 Redhawks each driving in a run. Juan Fernandez drove in 2, including a home run in that loss. There are rubber matches this evening at 6:35. The Spud baseball team, they fell as a 6th seed to 3 seed of Minnetonka, 8-4 in the state quarterfinals of the 4A baseball tournament yesterday afternoon. 6 extra base hits for the Skippers, including 5 doubles along with a triple, was the difference in that one. Spuds now get Andover in the consolation semifinals at 9 a.m. today. Moorhead boys lacrosse state consolation semifinals will be this later on this morning when the 7-seeded Spuds get 3-seed Benilde St. Margaret at 11 a.m. And the Minnesota Lynx falling for the first time all season in Seattle to the Storm, 94-84. They're 9-1 in the season now. Nafisa Collier with 25 points. Kayla McBride had 19. And then Alana Smith and Bridget Carlton had 14 points and 11 points, respectively. The Lynx return home to the Target Center in Minneapolis Saturday afternoon when they battle the L.A. Sparks. Tip-off will be at noon, and that game will be nationally televised on CBS. One final thing of note on the hardwood was the NBA Finals last night where the Pacers defeated the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 series lead. And the Stanley Cup Final will continue tonight in Sunrise, Florida when the Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers. 7 o'clock puck drop nationally televised on TNT. Florida with a 2-1 series lead entering play tonight.
743, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki with your 3-degree guarantee coming up next. 746, time now for our 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
And,
yeah,
what, I hit 2 in a row? I missed, right?
Yeah.
Should we go for the trifecta?
Did you blow it again yesterday?
He predicted 79.
Yeah, we hit 80 yesterday.
Oh, did we?
Oh.
So we're going to start a new streak.
You're on a roll, man.
Yeah, yeah, 1 in a row.
That's not a streak. That's just getting it right.
Oh, man. Today we're going to go 75. 75, clouds, some smoke, and a dry day until about 3, 4 o'clock. I'd say after 4. So, and a lot of this won't even reach the FM area until probably evening hours, earlier down to our south and west. And again, this is a long and a 90, a long 94 and south event. So if you're, let's say, even 40 miles north of the 94 corridor, you might not see much, if anything, out of this. It basically makes it to 94, slams on the brakes, and then it moves eastward from there. So again, that will be mainly this evening and into the overnight hours before it moves eastward tomorrow. So, again, today's 3-degree guarantee, 75.
All right, that's brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
We chatted with Dumper Dan yesterday. Dumper Dan's Charter Fishing on Lake Michigan, based out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Is that from a commercial or
something? It's from a sausage commercial, probably like in the 70s.
I was going to say, that's why I don't know that one. It's not from a movie or a TV show.
Way back when. But you can go get chartered a fishing trip with him. Yeah. Get your family and friends together, whatever you want to do. World-class lake trout and salmon. Salmon fishing that close to Fargo Moorhead. Until I met Dumper Dan about 6 years ago, I thought you had to go to Alaska to fish salmon.
I thought
I
Alaska
realize.
Or, like, I don't know, Washington
somewhere
or something.
Far,
yeah, I thought
yeah.
it was, like, in the Northwest. But you know what? You'll be fishing for world-class out there on Lake Michigan. Fishing and lodging package include the best in riverfront condos and hotel accommodations. Check out DumperDan.com for reservation info and make sure to follow Dumper Dan Sports Fishing Charters on Facebook. Dumper Dan's Charter Fishing Fleet, Wisconsin's proven charter fishing leader. DumperDan.com, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters on Facebook. And if you want to call him, you can call him at 920-377-1147.
The guy, he answers the phone himself.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a cell phone, I think.
It is. That would be very cool to go on a little excursion there with Dumper Dan. Fun guy. Great personality.
He's a mushroom?
Are mushrooms fun?
Fun guy.
Fun guy?
Fun
no,
guy.
Not that kind of fun guy. Fun guy. He's a fun
guy. He is a
he's got good
jovial individual.
Yeah, exactly. You can help out Golden Drive Homeless Kids today. Dine while you donate while you dine. Going on at both Culver's locations here in Fargo today between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And again, during the dinner, supper, whatever you want to call it, 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. Well, some people call it dinner. Fancy
depending
people call
on,
it
depending
dinner.
On what supper you're, or what area you're from, whether it's dinner or supper. And, of course, for me, you know, once we got higher class, when my sister-in-law joined the family, then it became dinner. But before,
whatever you call it.
It was always supper.
Yeah, 5 to 8 p.m., also 11 to 2. If you eat at the Culver's restaurants during that time frame, 20% of all sales will be donated to Golden Drive Homeless Kids.
Yeah, which is a great charity. And obviously, Sue Barron, if you go to the one on 13th, you'll see Sue. And you'll
She's
know
She's the one
Sue.
With all the energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, take every energetic person you know and then tenfold that, and then that's Sue.
And then you talk to her, and she was like, I don't drink caffeine. You're like, are you sure? No, decaf. And you're like,
She's got more energy than the Energizer Bunny.
Exactly. So. I wish she could bottle that. I could use some
I
of
know.
That some days.
Some days I could use a little more energy like Susie. Well, so
Go-go juice.
Go to Culver's. Eat today between 11 and 2 and 5 and 8. 20% of all sales going to Golden Drive Homeless Kids. If you are over in Minnesota Lakes Country, the minnow races start today over in Pelican Rapids. Thursdays, June 12th through August 14th.
They must have separate lanes for each minnow then, huh?
I don't know how it works. It's over in the Chauncey Martin Multipurpose
That's why I was
building.
Asking if they were, like, you
John's
know,
a
numbered.
Judge. John's one of the judges for it.
I was just like, well, man, if they're all just kind of in the thing together, you wouldn't tell who's who. They'd have to have little racing jerseys on.
How fun. Maybe they have
What if they have sponsored jerseys on there, too?
I don't know, but it's just something
My minnow
fun
named
to
Pete,
do.
Sponsored by Steel Construction.
Something to do in a little town.
Absolutely.
Minnow races.
It sounds fun, though.
They start at 10:30. If you want to race your minnow. I think they have minnows, and you can adopt a minnow for the race. Probably, I don't think you're bringing your own minnows, but maybe you are.
I mean, you might if you want to. I'm just wondering where the off track betting is, though.
To bet on them, you can start that. Probably not. Legal,
got a website, minnowraces.com.
You do whatever.
Get
you
your
want
money
to do.
Down. Here's the favorites for tonight.
Thursdays, all summer long, Pelican Rapids, the minnow races at the Chauncey Martin Multipurpose Building. Sounds like a fun time. A lot of great stuff going on. Also, we should mention, too, Flag Day is Saturday, but we are having a Flag Day celebration right here in our studio parking lots tomorrow. Everybody is invited. It's from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. We are giving a free lunch to all veterans, law enforcement, and first responders. So come on out and hang out with us.
Yeah, Top Dog, Hot Dog, Penny's Eatery, Euros and Burgers, Detroit Deli. We're even going to have free ice cream brought to you by Jason from Breadsmith. Moorhead American Legion, they're going to accept donations for the honor flight. I mean, they've got so many honor flights that they're trying to get everybody out there as soon as they can. We're going to have free WDAY caps. We've got some portable phone chargers to give away. And you can enter to win prizes. Every 15 minutes are going to be some gift cards from Sweet Shots, which is an absolutely fantastic place to either go practice that golf swing
or eat their food.
Or get some great food. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So,
all right, we did not get a qualifier for our great grocery giveaway. $10,000 in groceries we're giving away. That's enough for a year. Brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. We announce names four times a day, so you got to listen all day long.
Wow, and we are currently 1 for 4 people. So tomorrow, please be listening. Let's get this up to 2 out of 5 on the week for us on Bonnie and Friends.
All right, 7 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock hour, and 4 p.m. hours. Listen for your name to be called. If you know the person's name who's called, call them or text them and say, "Hey, they're calling your name on the radio. Yeah. Hurry up and call in because you only have 9 minutes, 70 seconds." Or if you want to call it 10 minutes, 10 seconds, that's what you have. So, yep, we failed to get a
qualifier. I can't set my timer for 9 minutes and 70 seconds. It has to be 10 and 10.
Okay, 10 and 10. We'll do that. 753, this gaming system breaks sale records. Find out what it is in your money and markets straight ahead. 757, checking out your money and markets. Opening bell rings this morning after stocks closed lower yesterday. It comes after new inflation data showed it slowed last month. The latest CPI report revealed a 0.1% increase in May against projections of 0.2%. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by a point, S&P 500 lost 16 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 99 points.
It's just that same pattern, Bonnie. A little bit up, a little bit down.
Yeah, not a huge
overall
drop.
It's really just kind of staying even, which is fine, but you know, you'd love to see it continually trending upward again.
We'll get there.
Yeah, Nintendo's newest video game console is breaking sales records. Surprise. I mean, quite honestly, whenever one of these new systems comes out, Bonnie, that's when they just really, really take off. The Switch 2, which was released last week, managed to rack up more than 3.5 million units sold in just 4 days. That makes it the fastest-selling console in the history of the company. The Switch 2 retails for about $450. So that's about $150 more than the last one.
Yeah, everything's gone up in price, and that's a steep rise there. This is interesting.
Okay.
Tipping is rising slightly this year for full-service restaurants.
Hmm.
New data from the payment company Toast found tipping averages rose to 19.4% from 19.3% last year.
Yeah.
It also shows servers in Delaware get the best tips. Those in California receive the worst, probably because everything is more expensive. People don't have that much money to tip well. The numbers are still down from peak pandemic highs of 19.9%, similar to numbers seen in 2018 and 19.
I suppose we were tipping more there just for simple fact. We thought they were really going above and beyond the call of duty to deliver us food or do whatever. But
and some people are just, what do they say, tip weary. They're just sick of it. Because there's so many other people than just your regular server.
Well, there's that whole meme where, you know it's kind of the meme where I would say something funny and you would laugh, and then I would turn and show you my phone. Tip 15, 20, 25%.
Yeah, it's just some people have ruined it for others, I think, exactly. Is what it amounted to.
Disney and Universal Pictures are suing an AI image generator for copyright infringement. The lawsuit filed in L.A. Wednesday says Midjourney's program creates an image that, quote, blatantly incorporate and copy some of the studio's characters from franchises like Star Wars and Despicable Me. This is the first lawsuit against an alleged AI theft brought by major Hollywood studios. Universal and Disney argue Midjourney should be able to use the same safeguards used to prevent images with violence or nudity from being created to block images with their characters. So now we've got this whole other thing, AI, you know, this whole thing to be able to kind of create things just on a whim. You type in something, it creates it for you on your phone or your computer. Now studios are worried about them using their copyrighted information, like Darth Vader, like the Minions, etc., make them do funny things, which is funny as people just seeing stuff on the internet. But you don't want that out there, especially if it's going to take away from your franchise and your marketability.
Absolutely. So. And I would imagine that AI-related lawsuits will...
Yeah.
Someday they'll be fairly common, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's already annoying seeing the fake AI videos and stuff out there. And, of course, the people that believe it, even though it makes no sense. There's one circulating right now that I saw. People are sharing this thing saying that the World Cup is no longer coming to the U.S. in 2026 due to all of this immigration policy stuff. And you Google it, and you're like, nobody sends.
That's the thing. Like, if something just sounds kind of wonky, do your research. Don't take it for a fact because you see it out on social media.
It doesn't take much because, I mean, you see an internet friend post this, and you're just like, that doesn't sound right. You Google it. Not true.
Some people believe everything.
I know.
8 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. 8:03, time for a check on our smoky, cloudy, and eventually rainy forecast.
Yeah, it looks like it. If you have outdoor plans today, temperature-wise and precip-wise, you're probably good to go. I don't see this rain moving into the area until after 3 o'clock. And even by 5 o'clock, it's just entering the Southern Valley, approaching the 94 corridor. So again, majority of the day will be dry, but as we head into the evening, that's when the rain will start to spread in from the south and west. Now, it'll make it about as far north as the 94 corridor and then put on its brakes. So areas of the Northern Valley and Northwest Minnesota, you're not going to see much, if anything at all, out of this. And we're even getting some models that barely give the FM area hardly anything, less than a tenth of an inch. And there's other models that give us well over a half inch. So it's going to be fighting dry air. And typically when it fights dry air, the dry air wins out. So the one thing for sure, though, is the heaviest rain out of this is going to be in the far Southern Valley into Lakes Country. That we know for sure. The question is, how much do we get here in the FM area? And we'll kind of play it by ear, but plan for rain this evening if you have outdoor plans. But for the rest of the afternoon, it looks dry. But like Bonnie said, some smoke, unhealthy air conditions, or unhealthy air quality out there. And temps today in the mid-70s. It will be breezy with east-southeast winds about 15 to 25. Showers from the 94 corridor southward tonight with lows about 55 and east-northeast winds about 10 to 25. The showers move out of the area tomorrow, so it should be a dry day, but breezy and cool. We'll have highs in the mid-60s with east-northeast winds of 15 to 25 and mostly cloudy skies. And then Saturday, we'll see some sunshine return with highs in the mid-70s. And for Father's Day, a little bit warmer, upper 70s to near 80, and a chance for storms as we head into the afternoon. So I'd say the pick day of the weekend, probably Saturday, although we might luck out and see Sunday. We might see those storms hold off until evening. So fingers crossed. That would be nice. And don't forget your dad. Mm-hmm. Don't forget your dad this weekend. Take him out golfing, fishing, whatever
dad likes to do.
Whatever he likes to do.
Yeah. He likes food, I'm sure. At least grill or do a picnic or something.
Get some steaks, throw them on the grill. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that sounds... Now I'm hungry. Thanks.
You're welcome. 8:06, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 8:09, Big Game James McCarty is here with your WDAY Radio Sports.
The Stanley Cup Final continues tonight in South Florida as the Panthers host the Oilers. It'll be nationally televised on TNT, 7 p.m. The puck will drop. Panthers enter that game with a 2-1 series lead. On the hardwood last night, the Pacers defeated the Thunder in Indianapolis, 116-107, to take a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 will be Friday night on ABC. The Minnesota Lynx last night had their first blemish of the season. They fall to the Storm in Seattle, 94-84, as they now are 9-1 on the season, officially 25% of the way through the regular season, 10 games into that 40-game regular season. Four different Lynx were in double figures in that loss. They return home to the Target Center in Minneapolis on Saturday afternoon. They're going to host the LA Sparks. Tip-off will be at noon, and that game will be nationally televised on CBS. PGA Tour of the U.S. Open, golfers began teeing off about an hour and a half, about 2.5 hours ago. Excuse me, they teed off real early this morning, but Tom Hoagie doesn't tee off for a little over 4 more hours, about 12:35-ish this afternoon, so we'll get you updates on midday as to how everything's going for that one. Morehead Spud, both baseball and boys lacrosse in the state tournaments. Unfortunately for the baseball team, they fell to three-seeded Minnetonka 8-4 yesterday. So they're in the consolation semifinals. That'll be this morning at 9 a.m. against Andover. And for the lacrosse team, they're in the consolation semis as well. They'll take on three-seeded Benilde St. Margaret at 11 a.m. a little bit later on this morning. Redhawks wrapping up their road trip in Kansas City. They fell to the Monarchs 5-4 yesterday afternoon, but the series rubber match will be tonight at 6:35 before they return home to Newman Outdoor Field this weekend. And the Twins, they got a 6-2 win because of some power over the Rangers last night. Byron Buxton, a three-run homer that went 479 feet over the left center field bullpen. And then a two-run triple by Willie Castro that ended up bouncing off that left center field wall as well. Twins and Rangers with a rubber match at 12:10 this afternoon. Game is actually nationally televised on MLB Network. The Twins are sending Billy over to the mound as he's working through some mechanics difficulties he had early on in the season. Patrick Corbin will counter for Texas. And tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. The shenanigans continue.
Love that. This is funny. Maybe if it's your yard, not so funny. A black bear broke into a Florida backyard and decided to hang out in their hot tub. And also decided to lay on their lawn chairs. It even took the cushions off the chairs to lay on the outdoor.
That wasn't a black bear. That was the neighbor.
Oh, that's wrong. Look, you asked what...
He's kind of hairy.
You asked what everybody wanted to do if they had a day off and to play hooky.
A bear wanted to hang out.
You want to hit the hot tub, lay in there, relax in the lawn chairs, and just have a nice day in the backyard by himself.
Isn't that funny that it pulled the cushions off the chair, too?
That is very comical. Wow. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, but at the same time, you got a question.
He had to work up the courage to do it.
You got a question. It's like, dude, they leave the cushions on. They're much more comfortable when you have them on there.
He obviously
Maybe he didn't
that.
Fit with the cushions on there.
Well, that's a fair point.
He probably got a big rump, you know?
Yeah. Good point. It's
probably wouldn't even fit in the crock pot.
Probably not, no.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation officers go to the scene. I don't know what this means. They used hazing techniques. Well, they haze the bear.
Hey, bear. Hey, get away, bear.
Hey, you're fat and ugly. Yeah. You're never going to make
ahead,
the starting squad.
What are you doing?
They don't explain.
You need to go eat at one of those leafy green restaurants.
You got
to
go run around the block in your underwear. Go.
Go get a YMCA membership.
He didn't listen to any of that, so you know what they did?
What?
They went and got him donuts.
It sounds like me a week out from the new year.
Exactly.
That resolution lasted a while.
I know.
See, that strategy, the hazing didn't work, so let's go get some donuts. And
yeah.
They hurt his feelings, and so he got a little down
in
the dumps,
what's that old,
we'll go get you a bear claw.
Yeah,
and now he's all happy again.
I wonder
again.
If it was a bear claw. But that's
I would hope so. You know, what's that old saying? You can attract more flies with honey than you can with vinegar or something like that.
Yeah.
See? So, I mean, you should have figured that out the first time.
Yep, so they baited a trap with donuts, and they got him out of the yard. That's funny.
Problem was, I got caught in that trap, too.
The donut trap?
Yeah.
Taking the donuts? Yeah. You love your donuts, don't you?
Well, you know.
Big
that's
donut guys.
That's what happens when you work in law enforcement. You have
you
to like donuts.
You love your donuts. Yeah, that's true.
We used to bring in donuts when it was our birthday, so that way no one would forget our birthday. We'd share it with everybody.
It doesn't matter what career you're in. You like your donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have
I got a buddy who's now in law enforcement, and let me tell you what, that donut consumption, through the roof. He's been telling me his whole life. He goes, gosh, I got these thin little legs. I said, you keep up with those donuts, and you won't.
More donuts.
He's a career law enforcement man now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they're gonna yell at me for that one.
Nah, that's okay. I've seen it myself. You guys been to Yellowstone? We went out to Yellowstone like maybe 5 years ago, and you see dummies who get too close to the bison because they want to get these.
Did another one happen? Or is this the one from last week?
Yeah, this is from this Tuesday, a couple days ago. Man got gored by a bison. He was with a large group of visitors, got too close to the animal at Yellowstone National Park, ended up getting gored. Lucky for him, it's only minor injuries. New Jersey guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Must have got bored with him then. For him. Mm-hmm. I mean, like...
Left him be.
Luckily for him.
Yeah. It's the second person this spring already.
Yeah, okay.
To
I was
going to
say, yeah, okay.
There was a Florida guy also who had minor injuries back in May when he got gored. Last year, at least two people, including an 83-year-old South Carolina woman, were gored, seriously hurt. A woman in 2023 from Arizona, two people hurt in 2022. It looks like on average they must have at least two incidents a season, it kind of looks like.
You would think people would actually listen to the news or be like, look, don't pet the fluffy cows. When I went out to Rapid City for that wedding, I think both in Wall Drug and in Keystone, two different little touristy places where they got T-shirts. They have all kinds of T-shirts that have a bison on it that say, don't pet the fluffy cows. I don't know why it's so hard to figure out.
Well, it's not funny because it was a funny, like, oh, this is a cute shirt type of thing, you know? And it turned into apparently a PSA.
Yeah.
Well, that's why when you see on the back of your toaster says, like, don't use toaster in the bathtub, you know there was someone that used a toaster in the bathtub, and that's why we have this warning.
It's like the whole McDonald's thing.
Caution, coffee hot.
Really?
Well, I didn't know!
It was steaming when I got it. I didn't realize.
Don't eat the Tide Pods.
Yeah. Oh,
your generation.
Yeah, James.
Mm-hmm. What is wrong with those kids?
No, but when we were out at Yellowstone, we saw firsthand people getting too close to the bison. I mean, you can actually, depending on where you're walking, trying to get up to see them, like, you can actually get yourself startled if you come upon them quick, if you're rounding a bend or whatever. So,
you come across anything, you get startled. I mean, look at Bonnie.
Yeah.
I'm around the corner. I go, whoo! And she
goes,
ah!
You should be afraid of me. Make you afraid.
No, you're afraid of me. I just have
to startle reflex.
She's only afraid when she's not aware.
Startle reflex.
It's not even I'm afraid. It's just my startle reflex, and I'll scare the other person more than I actually scare myself.
Yeah, just imagine if you start throw punching people when you get startled.
Startle reflex involves like haymaker. Sometimes.
Well, there's that. I know you got to duck. You got to have your head on
a
swivel.
Ever take a day off of work because you got a black eye from a startle reflex?
Yeah,
I guess I'm the only one in the office, huh?
Yeah. Joel, when you were gone last week, I was downstairs and I heard James come in, and James is like half asleep when he's coming in earlier anyway, and it's just like I heard him moving, so I came up the steps and I'm behind him, but I like was really quiet. I didn't want to scare him, and then finally I said, hi James. Like
and
quiet
then, yeah
right?
I was like half up the stairs. Well, I heard fidgeting and I was like, well, yeah, they got, you know, a rodent in the building or somebody's here early, I just don't see any vehicles here, whichever. And Bonnie was getting her laps in at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Just lapping the building.
That's why she has so many steps. And you're like, wait a minute. You just like, her office is right over there. And you're like, I got 7,000 steps at work today. And I'm like,
I need a pen. She doesn't go to her office. She goes downstairs for it.
Yeah. Or use the restrooms downstairs to get steps in. They all add up throughout the day.
Yeah. The restroom that's 8 steps. Like, no, not that one. I need to go to the one that's kitty corner down a floor.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Well, our building's not that big. So I try to get my steps in. Bison, by the way, they're up to 6 feet tall, weigh 2,000 pounds, North America's biggest land animal. They have injured more people in Yellowstone than any other wild animal, which doesn't surprise
me. Well, that's because some of the other wild animals, like, you know, bears and wolves, they will not really want to be around people. They'll run away or whatever, but bison are just like, whatever, dude.
I was going to say, the bison don't move fast, but they actually do. Do you know how fast the bison can run?
It's like low, isn't it like 21 miles an hour,
I was
20 miles
say
an hour?
30 to 35, maybe?
Is it that fast?
He's right. It's 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Faster than the men's world record holder in the 100 meter dash, they say in the start.
Well,
that fast?
And I would assume that.
I didn't realize it either.
I would assume that the bison can also run that speed for a longer distance than a person can, so.
They have
I would
stamina,
imagine so, yeah.
Is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Mm.
Park regulations require visitors to keep at least 25 yards away from the bison and other large herbivores and 100 yards away from wolves and bears.
Usually when you see some animal like that, usually unless you're in your vehicle, because like there's Bear Country USA out in Rapid City, you can drive and see these bears they're pretty docile, but you stay in your vehicle, right? I mean, just like when you're at Yellowstone, you drive through, you see a wild animal, stay in your vehicle. Don't get out and go, oh, I want a picture with it. Let me get a selfie.
People ain't got no common sense, like you say all the time. The coolest thing, and I am still skeptical, two of my sisters and I, was it last summer or the summer before, there is a bear sanctuary up in Orr, Minnesota, which is along the Canadian border.
That's
Vince
cool.
Shute, have you been there?
I went there. Oh, okay, it's been...
When you were a kid?
Like in school?
Yeah,
I was
like middle school. It was like 12, 13 years ago.
I went with super cool.
When I was a kid, we'd go up to Ely.
Okay.
For a week every summer. And so we went up, I think it was about an hour or from there or something
sense.
Like that.
Yep,
and we went there during, because you go up and like you're like up in the trees basically. Like they have like a fort built for you where you can be above the bears and they have like, you know, little deterrents so that they don't climb up the tree and come hop in with you.
Both of my sisters as we walked out of
but
the little
they feed
shack.
Them.
That shell. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know me, I'm the skeptic as that I am. I'm like, Heidi. And I kept saying to my sister, I'm like, Heidi. they've got to be drugging those bears because the workers are sitting even with their backs to them. And you've got like four dozen bears that came in and feeding, and they're just sitting there. I'm like, they have to be drugging them. They're a wild animal.
They're black so bears, Heidi's though, like, and they're being fed. They're okay. They're
Heidi's
fine.
Like, ask them. I'm like, I'm not asking them. They'll recognize my voice. So Heidi asks, he goes, do you guys drug those bears? And her voice doesn't sound a whole lot different than mine either. But not that they would recognize it up there. But they claim they don't. And they are supported by the DNR. Yeah. Like, it's a legit wildlife sanctuary. And it started by some gentleman. He died many years ago already, but he owned...
The bear didn't get him, did it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. He owned a logging camp or something up there, and bears kept breaking into the cabin and eating his food. And he decided, like, how am I... Vin Shute was probably his name. It would make sense. How am I going to live and work here with these bears that keep getting into my cabin? So he started feeding them. So this feeding has been going on I don't know, from the 50s, maybe even sooner than that. And so they didn't want to cut off the food supply for them. Yeah. So they've continued this. Yeah. But I guess it's a legit thing, and the DNR supports it. But I was skeptical. But yeah, coming out of the gift shop, and there's a bear lounging in a tree right next to us, like 3 feet away, and my two sisters didn't see it. It's like, Heidi, Kathy. I'm like smacking them. There's a bear right there.
Yeah, no, black bears are pretty mellowed out.
Yeah.
They're more afraid of you than you are of them, definitely.
Yeah. It is a cool thing. Guys are ever looking for something to do, James has been there, I've been there, and it is fantastic. It's a long drive, and it's at nighttime when they feed them. So
yeah,
like
it's like evening-ish. Yeah, like dinner time-ish.
Well, that's kind of the difference with Bear Country out in Rapid City. It's a little thing that's open, you know, during kind of normal business hours. You're able to just drive through, and then when you get done, you park, and you can go to this one spot. You can see all the baby bears over there, and they're in the, like a little kind of more like a zoo kind of area you'd see where it's kind of down there a little bit, and so you can see them, and they're just kind of hanging out and stuff. They're really cute, obviously. So,
But you have to be smart about it. They're still wild animals. But
well, I mean, like black bears are kind of skittish, curious scavengers is probably the best way to put it. Yeah. I think we might have talked about this recently.
Someday Jimmy's going to get one.
Maybe when Bonnie was young or something.
Someday Jimmy's going to get one, cook one up with some cream of mushroom soup, and we'll be eating good.
You got it. You got to cook it well done, though.
I was going to say.
Because
you do.
They're a distant cousin of the pig.
Really?
Like
bears
the
are?
Of some sort.
Really?
There's
there
some like distant
some
relation
or
of them. Yeah.
It's not cooked right.
And so that's how, because you can get trigonosis.
Yeah. Trigonosis.
Yep. Didn't we do a story about that last year?
It takes like 2 or 3 weeks for symptoms, I'd heard.
Bonnie, didn't we do a story about that where a family ate bear at a family get-together in South Dakota, and then everybody went home, and then everybody got sick from it? So
yeah, it won't kill you. It'll just, you know, it'll make you sick.
It'll make you stronger?
Well, eventually.
And make you smarter if you're not going to make that mistake again.
But I'd always heard that with bear. That's one of those... You know, meats of a red meat of sorts, quote unquote, that you have to cook well done, just like pork, because there's, I'll have to look into it
bacteria
to make sure I'm accurate, but there's some type of bacteria or something of that sort, because they're cousin.
My biggest question though would be, is it good?
Yeah,
I've heard it's really good.
My brother harvested a bear when I was probably in 10th grade. And my brother's a really good cook too. He made roast out of it and seasoned it right, and it just melted in your mouth. It was absolutely
fantastic.
Did it
taste like beef then, Bonnie?
You're talking like 40 years ago when I had it, but I don't think it really, I think it just had its own unique taste, but I would compare it to like a beef roast, I guess.
What do bears normally forage for, like fruits and vegetables?
Berries,
so that would kind of, because obviously anytime, like we talk about pig, chickens,
whatever they're eating
kind of affects how good the flavor is. So if they've have a good diet, it'll be good meat. But I mean, it's just, hearing that story last year about everybody getting sick eating bear meat, I just kind of wonder if it's something you really want to. Of course, I've had elk burgers before. I've had antelope sausage. I mean, James will bring in deer, you know, sticks or whatever. So, I mean, I've had a number of different kind of wild game type of dishes, but, I mean,
it's
I haven't had that.
Still has the gamey taste to it, like a lot of wild game does.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not for everybody, but, yeah, it was a long time. But, I mean, he worked hard to get that bear, and we ended up getting a nice roast that he cooked for us.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Jamie?
I was... Not fully accurate here. What? So now looking into it, whatever fact I had, it was more fiction than fact. Bears are no more related to each other than we are to a pig or a bear. So I oink once in a while, so I suppose.
James, like, it's kind of a distant cousin of the pork family. And he's like, no.
I thought I'd heard something with that was like boar and sow, how there was some type of, I guess I'm not as, okay. as closely related as I thought.
That's all
There's
right.
a slight bit, but it's a lot less than you'd think.
But Jace was right about
especially
that family
after what I just
sick.
Said 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's all good.
Yeah, I was right about the people getting deathly ill.
I
but
do
that's
know
fine.
That you have to cook both well, though,
yes.
if you're going to eat them.
Cook your food properly and wash your hands, too. 8:26, time to head to the American Ag Network. 8:29, Coffee Club has joined us in the studio. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning, good morning. Something good morning. You normally have with your breakfast, a little bread.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Maybe put some peanut butter on there. Butter, whatever way yeah. you roll.
Honey. Maybe some jelly.
Whatever. Whatever works. I like peanut butter on my bread.
Cheese well, and meat.
That works.
We're trying to make changes in the house, you know, so there's a lot less bread. And I'm not allowed peanut butter and no
healthy,
more cookies.
There is healthy bread you can buy or high fiber yeah. wraps. You know,
get the
it's
keto
about
bread,
the choices you're making.
Or the
yes.
low carb tortillas.
There's well, powdered there's, peanut
I like
butter
those
too.
Actually, the low carb.
There's
tortillas.
Portion control
yes, so
too.
I
got to be better about, mm-hmm. you know, feeding
it's all
my
about,
pie hole.
It's all about portion control, which right. is usually is. A lot of times not any fun.
Yeah. Move more, eat less, too. There's yeah. all that.
Blah, blah, blah.
It was good, though. We speaking of breakfast, we had, you know, once in a while we'll do that. We did the breakfast for supper deal. Mm-hmm. Little eggs and bacon.
Yep, that's cool to do. I do that once in a yeah. while, too. All right, what do you guys coming up on the show today?
Music on the Terrace tonight at Sweet Shots. Miss Annabelle is going to be in with us. She is phenomenally talented. And then to keep the music theme going, songs written in under 15 minutes, and the hair metal guru is going to be stopping in and saying hi and visiting with us today, too, Anthony. Yeah, it has a YouTube channel that's kind of really taken off. He's from West Fargo.
Oh, neat. All right.
Cool.
Looking forward to it. All right, stay tuned for the Coffee Club. Jace, let's get out of here.
You betcha.
We will be back tomorrow morning. Have yourselves a fantastic day.